Blog Talk Radio. This is Emma E2K. You are now tuned in to Street Queens, The Movement.
Yo, this is your girl, Lexi Lush, live on Street Queens, The Movement, man. And we're talking about relationships and all kinds of stuff tonight on the show. But we're going to go to some quick music. Thank you. Shout out to our sponsors, OhanaShop.com. Capital Customs and everybody out there that's definitely doing their thing. We're gonna go to a quick song and we'll be back on Street Queens, The Movement.
See this right here? I know y'all ain't ready for this. Mia X, Brandy.
I'm a work in progress. I'm a seed growing into a flower. I'm a stone that's rising. I'm getting stronger with every hour. And God knows I ain't perfect. Tell me who in the world is. All I know is that I'm searching for somebody to love me with.
He's part of God. They're a part of who I am.
Loved you, tried to do everything that you asked me to. How you like my hair, what I better not wear. And you ain't like my mom and them. You ain't really want me around my mom and them. You know I told a few bags and make a few scars. But I ain't never made you feel mad by far. That I ain't got a flaw, don't acknowledge my issues. But you know I was with you. Stuff I'm coming at you like daycare's over. Living in your bags of bacon soda. It's just over, it's just over.
You ain't worth it. I gotta kill my pride. Fly girl, fly girl.
what it is. Brandy and Mia X, shout out to Mia X. She's definitely a lovely person. She always shows us love on Street Queens, the movement. Tonight's show, we're going to be talking about relationships. You know, Emma is definitely getting a lot of crazy responses on her newly posted questions of the week on Facebook. So we definitely got that whole situation popping, and we're going to be talking about relationships. Like, you know, is it hard to find a good man out here? That's the question, you know what I'm saying? That's the question that people are asking. So make sure that you guys call in at 347-826-7722. This is Street Queens, the movement, you know what I'm saying? And I think we might have one of our kings live on the line with us. Peace. Is this Bugsy?
What's good, Les? You already know who it is.
What's good with you, Bugsy? What's popping with you?
Ain't nothing much, man. You know, here to talk about these relationship questions and answers, you know.
Talking about relationships, we were talking about, you know what I'm saying, is it, you know, like she said before, Emma, we were talking about, is it hard to find a good man, you know? And you know, the thing is, you know, it's hard for people to basically, you know, find a good man, and that's the problem, you know. And the situation is, everybody's like, oh, you know, I want to find a good woman, I want to find a good man. But the thing about it is that, you know, are you working on yourself also? You know, sometimes, you know, we get what we put out and stuff like that. So we're talking about that. We're going to talk about that. And, you know, we're going to save that whole situation about children being trafficked into prostitution next week and get into that deeper situation next week. Today we stand on a relationship situation, since it's been causing such an uproar and stuff, because I think all these people trying to find that significant one, but, you know, we in a recession. I mean, it's hard to date also, you know what I mean? How you feel about that, Bugsy?
Oh, shit, I mean, you ain't bullshit. It's definitely a recession, man, and people got to know, man. You know, if somebody's willing to struggle with you, you know they're going to share the wealth with you even better, you know what I mean? Because anybody that holds you down during the struggle, you know they're a good person. But as far as that relationship thing go, I think both parties just got to be out the game. No more playing, you know what I mean? They just got to be on their grown shit. And it's not really hard to find, but a lot of people got trust issues too, and they don't know that. That's another thing that played a big part, trust issues too. You got to have that trust.
That's what it is. That's true, definitely. You know, that's definitely the hard thing is trusting. Like, do we even trust ourselves sometimes in a relationship? Do we have our own securities and hang-ups that sometimes we can't even deal in a situation, and we always try to sabotage the individual, you know? The good man that we want, like, no man is perfect out here. No woman is perfect, you know? What's your ideal of a good woman, Bugsy?
Oh, shit. I get this question a lot, too, and I'm thinking more a little more simple. Like, I just need a chick that's really going to, like, hold it down with a nigga, you know what I mean? And, you know, we going to joke here and there, you know what I mean? But she really got to be on her A game just as well as I am, you know? Like, we can joke and play all the time, but if we do that all the time, where we got time to make shit at, you know what I mean? I just need a chick that'll hold it down. That's my ideal chick, a chick that hold it down. Ain't really too much of looks, but she got to be smart a little bit. But she mainly got to hold it down.
Ugly now. I know you don't want no butt.
Oh, I'm not saying but ugly, but I'm just saying, like, looks ain't like that top-notch thing I'm going for. I mean, she got to look peaceful, but I know a lot of dudes go for them dime pieces. And I dealt with a couple, but their minds don't always be there. They think they shit don't stink until you flash that toilet paper in their face, you know?
Damn, you got to slide the toilet paper in their face? Damn. Yes, huh? And that's the thing, is people, do we really, you know what I'm saying, know what's going on, you know, with us, you know? And then do you feel like people set too much of a high standard, you know, trying to find this, because a lot of people keep searching for this Mr. Right and this Mrs. Right, and some people think that there's actually this super perfect person out there in the world that's, like, so perfect that, you know, and the only person that's perfect is that higher power up there. So, You know, is there really a perfect person for real?
Oh, no, nah, there's definitely not a perfect person. I mean, if your relationship's all perfect, there's definitely a problem. Relationships is built on issues and problems. That's how you work through them and know who's strong enough and who's going to rock with you. I mean, like I said, man, that's just a big point. If you ain't got no problems in your relationship, something's wrong. Somebody doing something they shouldn't be doing. Yeah, I mean, every relationship got problems. Every relationship, okay, well, what kind of relationship it is, you got to have them problems to see, you know, that's trials and tribulations, basically.
That's what it is. That's real talk. You know, call in, guys, like at 347-826-7722. And, you know, tell us, you know what I'm saying, what do you think? Is it hard to find a good man and a good woman? And what are some of the hang-ups that we have about, you know, men? What are some of the stereotypes that we already classify about men, you know, in general? Are there some stereotypes that you feel that are already thrown at men already when it comes to the whole dating situation?
Oh, yeah, men are dogs, you know what I mean? Men are no good. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, there are a few out there that mess it up for a lot of brothers. And that's the main thing, like, oh, he's no good. You don't know he's no good until you try. Everybody, you know what I mean, go through some things. The females ain't as good neither. But you don't see dudes saying, oh, she's no good, she done been with these things. I mean, depending on her situation, dudes will say that. But dudes don't throw that at females. But those are the first things females throw at dudes. Oh, I heard about him, he's no good. And that could be the best
man
in your life.
That's what it is. I gotta definitely shout out Joseph Tanner out there in the chat room, and I Stand for the Truth over there. I want to throw it to you guys in the chat room, Stand for the Truth and Joseph Tanner, and definitely salute to him. He just celebrated a birthday not too long ago and everything like that. So definitely shout out to him. You know, what do you guys in the chat room think about this whole, you know, searching for that Mrs. Right or Mr. Right? Is it hard? Is it challenging? And is it extra harder because of this recession? You know, every woman wants to be taken out on a date, you know, and you know, that's a typical thing, you know, every woman wants to be taken out on a date, but if you on a budget, is that a hard situation because of the recession, you know? How you feel about that, Bugsy? Is it hard? Is it hard to, you know, find that Mr. Right or Mrs. Right? Do you feel like most women nowadays are kind of like more materialistic than ever? Or how you feel?
I want to say I'm 50-50 on that. You got your majority females that are materialistic and want dudes, you know, pay for this and pay for that. That's just because they're used to it, because of dumb fools out there tricking when they ain't got it. So shorty's used to it. But I don't know, like, I'll flip it on them, like, real talk. Like, I mean, what's the point of going out? You want to watch a movie? You hungry? I mean, a lot of dudes can't cook. Myself, I can cook. So, shorty hungry, I ain't got no issue whipping up something for you. And that means more than going out and spending a couple dollars, if you ask me, because shorty's like, oh, this nigga, he can cook. Y'all niggas need to get on your A game. Stop tricking.
Well, what if, but I mean, you saying that, but what if, you know, some females feel like that's, you know, that's being cheap? Does that mean that she's a materialistic person? If she basically says she wants to go out, she doesn't want you to cook for her. Does that make her materialistic?
I mean, it all depends on the situation. I mean, if we always going out and she can't appreciate that one time, then yeah, I'll say she's materialistic, because it's like, Mom, we always going out. Like, let's get a change. Now, if we not doing it a lot and she won't do it, then I'm not going to say she's materialistic, because it is good to go out and get out and do things like that. But if you're doing it all the time and you want to take that one time out to do it and she's not with it, then yeah, she's materialistic to me.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And that's what he stated in regards to, you know, going out versus staying in the crib. But I think a lot of us, you know, put out the wrong thing. I think if you put out, you know, a certain way, are you ready to receive that? Like, you got some women that, you know, front like they got it like that, but when they got a guy that actually, they get a guy that actually has it like that, are they able to step to the plate? Does he have a right to back down if he feels like she doesn't have enough to offer? Is he being materialistic when he does that? How you feel about that, Bugsy?
Yeah, I have to say, I mean, yeah, man, ain't no saying nah. I mean, granted, people would say, well, she was fronting like this and she was fronting like that. Yeah, granted she was doing all that, but she was doing that to get you, and she felt that's the only way that could pop off. Now, if you find out it ain't really like that, give her a chance. You know what I mean? If you just go and brush it off because you found out she ain't got it, then yeah, you still a materialistic nigga yourself, but give her that chance. If she can't make it work, then you know what to do.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Finding Mr. Right now, you know, everybody wants that Mr. Right, Mrs. Right. Where do we find them at, you know? Like we said, you know, people always said the old-fashioned way, you can always find a good girl in church. But we know it's a lot of freaks up in the church. I heard they do it up in the church too, huh? So it's a, it's a lot of freaks up in the church too. So I don't know about all that. So that's the question. Where can we find Mr. and Mrs. Wright? Where do you look for a female at, Bugsy?
Tell you the truth, like, I mean, as far as that, hold on, one second, you trying to roll out?
Yeah.
All right, just give me 1 second, let me throw something on, I'll be all right. All right, as far as that, though, I mean, like, it ain't, I learned from experience, like, when you look, you end up getting half of what you're looking for and half of what you don't want. I'm a believer, like, anything happens for a reason, let it come to you, you know, let it flow. Like, when you go out looking, that's a bad hit. So I really can't elaborate on where to find them as far as looking go.
That's what it is. If you're looking for somebody, everybody says they advise you to just wait for that Mr. Right or Mrs. Right. But, you know, you got some women or you know that say they need that Mr. Right now. They turning 30, 40. They biological clock is ticking. They trying to have babies, all this type of stuff. You know, I don't, you know, one thing I think that's a no-no that you, I don't think you should find the Mr. Right at your job, because it's too much drama going on when you deal with somebody at your job. You know, I know from past experiences, you know, you start to get the stalkers and the craziness and stuff like that. Deal with somebody outside your job if you're going to try to find that Mr. Right or Mrs. Right. Never find somebody that's within the dealings of what you do. Because sometimes it's hard to cope. So definitely do that. And also, like I said, man, you know, the things about finding Mr. Right is know what you want. What do you want in the individual? What are you willing to accept? And are you fully put together yourself? Before you try to find Mr. or Mrs. Right, make sure you're well and put together before you step out there trying to look for Mr. and Mrs. Right. Because, hey, you might be trying to find some kind of supplement to actually make yourself content. And a lot of people say that Mr. Wright is either married or he's passed. Most of the people that were good men were dead, and most people don't know how to court anymore. Is that true? Is courting dead? Call in at 347-826-7722. Finding Mr. and Mrs. Wright. We're going to go to a quick commercial. And we'll be right back on Lush Radio online in a few seconds talking about finding Mr. and Mrs. Right.
Having a party? Need a DJ? Having a party? Need a DJ? Need a DJ? How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com. That's hustleevents.com. You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Love. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com or email them at E2K Magazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
That's what it is. That's what it is. We're back on Lush Radio Online talking about Mr. and Mrs. Vice. So we're going to go into the chat room and definitely shout out our people in the chat. Shout out to I Stand for the Truth and Joseph Tanner. And I Stand for the Truth basically stated that she met her husband online on QuestPersonals.com, on QuestPersonals.com. And she said that, you know, yes, they met, and she met him 10 years ago, and they've been married for almost 6 years online. You know what? I met my ex-husband online, actually off of Black Planet back in the day, but, you know, we got divorced. You know, but, you know, my situation ain't turned out right. But you can find Mr. Right online. And see, the options of being online, you know, you got situations where you can actually pick, like, you know, you in a candy store, you could pick what size, how tall, what color and everything, what's their sexual preference. You can actually pick online versus, you know, doing all the, like, trying to approach somebody. You can get into a conversation online. You know, and I Stand for the Truth said, oh, yeah, she remember Black Planet. And, Joseph Tanner said two people of different race dating have a relationship or getting married ever. I don't really understand. Hold up. Joseph Tanner said, well, it's kind of a hard for relationships with a man or a woman for some people, including those looking for interracial relationships too, because you always going to have some racist people who are going to discriminate those who get except for two people of different race dating and stuff like that. And then also I Stand for the Truth said that people need to get creative when dating, you know, take some local classes at the YMCA or local cooking classes and get together, like, start going out and doing the different little events that they got, like, for free and stuff like that. Maybe you'll find somebody that might share the same interest that you have over there to find. It's so many different places you can go online either way and do different things to try to find that Mr. or Mrs. Right. And, you know, but I'm going to tell you a good dating site. It's called, for if you're looking for interracial dating online and trying to pick, you know, you want that little white, you know, chocolate, you know, in your life, you know, that white boy in your life or that white girl, go to afroromance.com. It's definitely a great site if you're looking into the interracial dating, if you're into that. And if you're just looking, I don't think you can look for Mr. Right on this site, but if you're looking for that local booty call, you can definitely check out tag.com. Tag.com is that local booty call. If you're trying to find that local booty call, and check out tag.com. It's definitely an all right site to check out. And see if you're interested in it, check it out. And also, there's so many different places and stuff. What you think about online dating, Bugsy? Bugsy, you there?
Yeah, I mean, I'm on the road. You know, I put the mute on so the wind don't clash. But as far as online dating, I mean, that's risky right there. That's suicide. I mean, I can't say I used to condone to it. Now my feelings are a little bit different as I get older, man. I really can't say I condone to it too much. But, hey, sometimes you might find the right one. I know some people that found their one on the internet, but sometimes you got to watch it, man, because that internet's full of liars. You know, you might think somebody look like something and you meet them in there. So, I mean, I really don't condone or support that looking for the right one on the internet.
That's what it is. And you know what? And like I said, if you're looking for that local booty call, you know, tag.com is definitely, there's a whole bunch of freaks on that joint.
Hey, I just seen TV the other day. They got a www.bootycall.com. It's official for booty calls. I'm like, is that serious? Oh, yeah, they got bootycall.com.
Check it out. Head site www.onlinebootycall.com. I think I got banned from that shit, though.
Let's say she got banned for the booty calls.
I got banned for that. But, you know, they got www.onlinebootycall.com. It's all kinds of different sites. You can actually Google sites for your preference, but you got to weed out because some of them are scams. Some of them take your money and stuff like that. Shoot, I mean, even if you're looking for that sugar daddy out there, shoot, they got online sites where, you know, the sugar daddy sign up and they looking for their sugar babies. Or you got the sugar mommies out there and they looking for their little how do you call the men? I don't know. Sugar babies for the men, I guess, whatever.
I don't know. They might call them boy toys or something. I don't know. They
boy
call
toys.
Them, I don't know.
But they got all kinds of sites specified for finding that right one for you. I mean, whatever your preference is, you might find love with a cougar. You might find love with a sugar daddy. Depends on what you're looking for. I stand for the truth that actually I did not know what my husband looked like. I fell head over heels with his personality. The crazy thing about it was I wasn't actually looking for a relationship. I was trying to be grown and get my booty call, but it turned out with me getting a good man. For that, I'm grateful and thank God all the time. So, I mean, with her...
Let's keep it real right now.
With her situation, with her situation, she basically felt like, you know, she found Mr. Right, you know, with her whole situation. She was trying to be grown, get a little booty call on, but she ended up falling in love and getting married, and she married for 6 years, you know, with kids and everything. So, I mean, do you got kids with him and everything? I stand for the truth. You got kids with him? I don't know. I'm waiting for her to type for me and stuff. And Joseph Tanner said that online dating is truthful, trustworthy, and especially at afroromance.com. So they said especially at afroromance. I guess Joseph must be an afro romance dater or something, Joseph. Joseph, are you trying to tell me something?
He's quiet. He's quiet.
Huh? Huh?
That's it.
Hello, Bugsy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm sitting here trying to multitask. You know, this is some real woman stuff. I'm trying to sit here and cook at the same time while I'm doing the show and stuff.
Salute to Lush, man. Everybody take their hat off to Lush right now.
That's what it is. We're going to go to a quick song, and we're going to come right back, and we're talking about relationships and stuff like that. And this song goes out to all the people out there that's grinding, and sometimes they get frustrated, and sometimes they get frustrated with trying to find Mr. Right or Mrs. Right. You know, keep winning. And we'll be back.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on time, look at me now.
Love
a dead bleeding in the streets. By somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'ma be winning.
See you winning. $500 stand up, they ain't wanna see it. I'm surrounded by pretty women, most of them being models. Hit the club on a Friday and going by all the bottles.
Yeah.
I ain't hit the lotto, never promised tomorrow. I came a long way with no gas in that Monte Carlo. Feeling thankful to saw, my pride I had to swallow. Now I had to hell and die because somebody role model.
Come
used to say I'd make it, they ain't never believe it. Now they try to holler, every time they deceive me. I say it wasn't easy, these industry niggas greedy. Forget what you see on TV.
my job 360 degrees. Shoulder please, I get cheese from overseas. Riding in foreign cars that niggas ain't never seen. Every day is a dream, and I don't wanna wake up. Every day is a grind, gotta get the cake up. Had a couple bumps in the road, never gave up. Gotta show the world and the critics what you made up. Don't get your weight up, focus on your paper. Never mind a hater, you can worry about them later. It started in Decatur, we took it to the top now. Riding down the highway, flying with the top down. Sacrifice to get here, no way I'ma stop now. Guess who they got beating on the block now? Hey.
Give up no matter what. No matter what people say, people might get on your nerves. You might can't stand people, but keep doing it. Do it.
We got a black president. Can't stop, won't stop. Deal.
That's what it is, and you're still tuned in to Street Queens, the movement. And right now I got my boy, the one and only, Bugsy, live on the line with me on Lush Radio Online. And we got our people live in the chat room, Joseph. Joseph said he wants to do some interracial dating and stuff. So you said you wanted to know about it. Well, basically, you know, with the whole Afro romance, you pay a certain fee. You can select what kind of, you know, African American woman you want to talk to, and stuff like that. You know, they have a brief description. You can go Google them, see if they're legit. You know, set up a date. You know, most of them. You know, some of them want to meet, some of them don't. You know, but it's to your discretion. But I found it to be an actually all right thing. What you talking about? Love has no color. It's not about black or white. Island Chew, it's about between a man and a woman. Yeah, but you were talking earlier, you know, she's just responding to earlier when you were saying that, you know, with interracial dating, sometimes, you know, there's a discrimination and stuff. But, I mean, it's to the point now that even though we have hidden racism, but at the end of the day, it's all about your preference, you know, it's all about your preference, you know, what you want to do, you know. You know, it's about what you want to do, you know what I'm saying? And that's basically what it is. And Island Chew said they don't have any kids, but she said she happily married with her man that she met online and stuff. And that's a success story for online dating. And Glenisha Morgan said that, I said, is it hard to find a good man? She said, I don't date him. Okay, she's just straight to the point. I just don't date him. Okay. So the thing about it is, you know what I'm saying, what's your worst online dating experience, Bugsy? What's the worst thing you've ever, you know, seen while you were online dating? Your worst online dating experience?
I want to say, my worst online date I would have to say was with, one of my exes, man. Like, you know, everything was fine, you know, everything was dandy, you know, online, and, you know, we started taking it to the next level and things like that, man. And, I mean, people start changing, man. They start showing their true colors, you know what I mean, when it comes to being on that personality offline business, you know what I mean? So it was just like wave. It's just like she's been, oh man, real crazy, psychotic, like I said, man, them pretty ones ain't always the ones to go for, man. As I think that was my worst one. Like I said, she was cool and everything on the internet, but when it got to taking it to that next step, it was psychotic, man. It was like Dr. Jekyll, Miss Hyde type situation, you know? That's why I don't condone to that no more. That's why I try to stay away from that online love service.
Wow, so you got a lot of stalkers and stuff off there.
Yeah, that happened too, man. Like I had to shut MySpace down, man. Like MySpace is just getting out of hand. That's why I think that's what really shot me down on a lot of these websites was MySpace. I mean, at first it was cool, and then it just got real crazy. That's why I stick with Twitter, man. Straight conversation, not all that extra shit, man. So you know what I mean? You ain't got to worry about them stalkers, man. Mama raised a hell of a boy. That's all I can say.
That's what it is. That's what it is, and you know, it's all about your purpose with online dating. If you want to, you know, date somebody online or you want to date somebody outside, like I stand for the truth. I think she made great suggestions when it comes to, you know, dating. Like, we need to start getting creative where we meet our, you know, Mr. Clay. Like, you know, there's a whole bunch of, like, salsa dancing classes, you know, cooking classes, you know, hey. Maybe you want to go back and get your associate's degree. You might be somebody in college, you know. Go to different activities, you know. Now, I don't know too much about the blind dating now. Sometimes there's been some blind dating success stories, and then sometimes it might be a setup because they just want you to deal with the fat friend, you know what I'm saying, because you got the hot one. They got the hot one, and you got to deal with the fat friend or the ugly friend so they don't feel left out. Have you ever dealt with a situation like that, any of y'all in the chat room, where you're like, you get that ugly one, the boo-foo? How you feel about that, Bugs? You ever had a situation like that where you got set up a blind date?
Me personally, nah, but I ain't no front. I had a friend that was a victim. I was kind of the setup. I wasn't really the setup because, you know what I mean? Like, he's been talking to her on his own, you know what I mean? Like, I got put on through a blind 30 situation myself through somebody else, but I was fortunate to get the good one, you know what I mean? So, you know, I try to put somebody on, and it's funny because, you know, I mean, she was a big one, you know, cool people on the inside, but she's a little hefty, so, you know, we taking a trip, we in the whip, you know, sipping on the Henny, burning pip. So, we, you know, we pull up, and she's out there, so dude's like, you know, that's for him, and I'm like, ah, bro, that's for you, man. He's like, oh, man. I'm like, man, you talking to me, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man, the blind dates is hectic, man. I've had a couple of victims around me.
Oh, yeah, I need this song.
Wow, So shout out to those cats that, you know, if it works out with your blind date and it works, because I've heard some success stories where people have gotten on a blind date and stuff, and it's worked out, and they've been married for several years. But then at the other hand is, with some of you guys, is do you guys even know how to court or even know how to engage in conversation with a man or with a woman? You know, that's the question. Do some of you guys, because what I found out is, you know, you got some guys that sit at home all day long and stay on the internet, or they're either at work and they're like so consumed with work, all they can do is online dating. But they've never actually dated a real person. They've never actually encountered an actual date. So they're kind of scared and they don't know how to actually encounter. They'll talk all that stuff, but when they get to sit in front of an actual individual, it's kind of hard, you know? So, I mean, for a man, Bugsy, how do you feel a man should approach a woman?
Oh, man, I mean, as far as I keep it 100 for y'all dudes, man. Just be yourself, man, you know what I mean? That's all I can say is be yourself, because when you pretend to be somebody else, that's when you got a hard act to follow, because you're trying to fill some other shoes. Just be yourself, man, you know what I mean? And just say what's on your mind and say what you feel. Worst that can happen is a shorty tell you no or something negative, but you're still going to live for another day, you dig me?
That's what it is. And see, the thing about dating is they say honesty is the best policy.
What's going on, Jelly?
You know? And you kinda have to be, you know, you kinda have to be yourself. Bugsy just gave y'all some tips on how a man should approach a woman and stuff, and finding Mr. Right, Mr. Right, and Mrs. Right, and definitely shout out to Stand Up for the Truth. She said that she got the run and everything. She definitely, you know, likes the show. So definitely thank you, and we definitely love you. I Stand for the Truth for joining us tonight on Street Queens, the movement, talking about finding Mr. and Mrs. Right on the show. Peace, Queen. What's up, Emma? How you doing today?
Peace. How's everybody doing today?
All right.
Emma.
All right. Talking about, you know.
I'm sorry I'm late, but I was just running around. You know, I'm in NY right now.
I know. Emma's broadcasting live from NY right now. She running around, you know, from Philly to NY, all over the place, man. She go hard in the paint. You know what I'm saying? So, Emma, we're talking about, you know, the subject. We talked about, you know, our different online dating experiences and stuff and different places to find that Mr. Right. And, you know what I'm saying? They said, you know, wait for Mr. Right. We had I Stand for the Truth. She was stating that she found her husband of 6 years online, you know.
Wow.
And she said she actually was just trying to find a booty call, but turns to find out he went and wooed the mess out of her ass, and now she married. She's stuck for life, she said.
Wow.
Love him to death. So definitely that's a success story, online dating and stuff. And tell us, you know, have there been some success stories for you, Emma, online trying to find a, you know, a Mr. Right or a good guy or something like that? Or tell us, what's your worst experience of online dating?
Wow, online. You know, I'm very scared of that, to tell you the truth. The people I usually deal with online, the people that I know,
mm-hmm.
like I know where they live and stuff like that, I don't really rock out like that with people that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other than that, if it's, I'm inviting them to an event or something like that, it was different. But to get, like, personal with somebody online is just something, you know, I've heard a lot of good stories about people that it's happened, you know, to them. But to me, I'm real, you know, just kind of skeptical with that. I don't really have an online story. I mean, you know, the people I've met online has been, again, in an event or something like that, nothing personal. No, you know, I just don't do that dating stuff.
So how do you feel about the whole creativity situation? Because I Stand for the Truth for staying in the chat room. She said that basically, like, people need to get more creative when it comes to dating. Like, people are so, like, you know, stuck in one way of dating that, like, she was, like, join, like, the neighborhood, like, YMCA and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. You can meet people in the gym. You can meet mm-hmm. people, you know, at, like, a salsa dancing class, you know,
mm-hmm.
or different things like that. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, you meet people all type of places. I've met, you know, dudes in supermarkets and all that in the laundromat and stuff like that. I think those are interesting places actually to meet them, because you can tell it about them from the gate, you know, that
mm-hmm.
they're actually out to do their own thing, you know, that they care enough about themselves where you want
to,
you know,
I thought he was going to the store.
Where you want to, no, I'm not going to the store, I'm talking. Where you want to, be a part of that, part of his movement, you know, whatever he's doing that's positive. You know, he's out washing his own clothes. That means he don't got his mama washing his clothes or shorty washing the clothes. You know, he goes and does his own thing. I don't know. I'm attracted to that. I'm attracted to a man that cares about himself, because I know if we get together, he's going to care about me.
That's real talk right there. That's real talk. I mean, tell us about, you know, the when you posted up the comments and stuff on Facebook, how were people responding about that? I know you got like over 100 or so comments about finding Mr. Right, because it definitely stirred up some controversy.
Yeah, no, people were going in, you know, definitely going in with their comments and their replies, and it was, you know, it was interesting just to see, to get different views on things. But on the overall, just people were saying that they just want to meet somebody that can kind of just get on their level, whatever that level is when they meet that person, you know. Also, even men and women both agreed that, you know, you can't be making, you know, $100 a week and want to meet a millionaire that's dealing with millions of money. You see, that's not the same level. Not to say it's not realistic. It could happen. It, happened, whatever. But along the way, you're still not going to be in the same level, because if he's dealing with finances of $1 million and you're used to only 100, you know, you're still not in that, you know, that same bracket. So, you know, try to stay within your budget, within your bracket. You know, don't try to go too high, both men and women. If you know you, you know, you try to stay just in the same level mentally. I mean that with, I mean that not only, you know, finance-wise, but even mentally-wise. You know, you meet a woman in the club, okay, she's cute, she's bad, she's got the baddest body, but if you take her outside and you ask her some simple questions, she's dumbfounded, can't answer, you know, that should tell you a little something about yourself. Do you want to continue just because, you know, she's physically what you're looking for, or mentally she's not even in your capacity? You know, eventually you're going to have to talk to her. You're going to have conversation. You're going to be in a group where she has to say an answer and embarrass you, you know, so... You know, okay, she's just going to keep her mouth quiet and just walk. Walk through, let everybody see you, baby. Don't answer the questions. Don't, you know. So you kind of want to stay in this, you know, in the same level, financial-wise, knowledge-wise, just everything, you know, and be with somebody that is into the same thing that you are. You know, if you're not into, you know, physical fitness or whatever, and then, you know, you meet somebody that's obese and don't care and just eating, that's just not, it's not a balance there. You know, you have to just create some sort of balance where, for longevity. Everybody thinks of right now, for instance, you meet in the club, well, oh my God, yo, she's bad, whatever. The next day, you know, of course, you know, the weave comes off, the makeup is off, whatever, she looked different, you know. So, you know, so now she's not the same person you met in the club. So is, where is this going? You know, so then you pick somebody out of physical, because if you would have had the conversation, well, even in the club, you would have known if you still wanted to pursue that when she took all her, all her stuff off. You know what I mean? So.
That's what it is. Bugsy, how you feel about that, Bugs? What Emma just stated.
I agree with her, man. Like, man, like, you got to balance it out. I mean, you just can't really... I don't know. Like I said, it goes to earlier, man. You just got to, you know what I mean, not really too much look. Just let certain things flow, man. You know what I mean? That's the best way to do it, because when you go out looking, you're looking too hard and you do overmiss some things. So, I don't know. Balance it out, man, on that, too, and also just let it happen. Like, I don't know. It's just, I got a lot of opinions on it, to be honest with you.
Just stay them. Crazy, yeah. That.
It's, I don't know, it's just crazy because, like she said, everybody's looking for right now, you know what I mean? But, I don't know, I look at the people, like, you know, you look at the older people that say they've been together for about 30-something odd years, you know what I mean? You gotta look at how they do, like, they was raised in a different era. Yes, that is true, but some of them still, what they call it, malls and things like that still stand, you know what I mean? But everybody just want to upgrade with the time and want beyond that, well, let's just get a booty right quick and just on to the next one, we can get another chick, like... Every chick ain't that one, and if you just looking for a booty, if you got a wife, your wife gonna get that to you too. You know what I mean? So you gotta have some type of morals also. So,
but this is before wife and all that. This is before wife. The thing about it is what Emma stated is, like, are we setting our standards so high? Like, okay, first and foremost. If you're like she said, if you're only making $100 a week, how do you expect to get somebody that's in the six-figure range if you ain't hanging in them areas, if you can't afford to get in them areas? How would you think you're going to find somebody like that? If you're not making that type of, how do you expect to find some? Now, once out of a blue moon, you might luck up and be like, not Pamela Anderson. What was that chick name that had the old man? Died and stuff.
Oh, Anna
Mariah
Nicole
Carey?
Anna Nicole.
Oh, yeah, Anna Nicole, yeah.
Mariah Carey.
Hey, I thought she was in that group too, man. Hey.
You got
Anna
Nicole.
Anna Nicole went hard, yo, because that dude needed, like, a fucking thing to breathe. Like,
oh, he needed a respirator, yo. That,
yeah,
that
was,
right,
yeah,
there
that was horrible.
That was the hardest, you know, that was the hardest thing that I ever seen somebody go. Like, that was... Like, I don't even think dude had teeth, man. Like, she went hell.
That could have been a good thing, but, you know, that still was horrible.
Yeah, I mean, hey, maybe the DC diving was better. I don't know, but,
I mean, if you only making a certain amount of changes, you try to mess with somebody in the higher range, I mean, all I can say on that is, if you game right, then I mean you can make anything happen. If not, stick in your range. I mean that's another problem we have today. Certain people need to stay in their range. They know what they can and can't do, but they still try to go for what's out of their reach. I mean, I know it's good to have goals and dreams, but some things you just got to stick within your range on.
You got to be realistic. You got to be real realistic. It's just like Lux said, you know, if these people that make a certain amount of money, they're hanging in certain circles doing certain things that a person that has a budget of $150, $200, even $500 a week can't meet. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to live beyond your means because eventually it's supposed to be, you know, yeah, uniting together to make, you know, to make a stronger team, not
yep.
uniting so I can have to pull you all the way. Like, come on. Eventually that's going to get, you know, the man or the woman's going to get turned off. Like, man, you can't even meet me. He or she will meet somebody else that is in their bracket, and guess where you're going to be? Right back over there to your mama house or wherever you started from, you know, because you're not going to stay in the picture.
That's the truth. That's the truth. And I mean, shout out to all them gold diggers out there. Word up, yo. You a gold digger.
Stack it up and buy a business. Stack it up and buy a business.
Yeah, if you're going to be a gold digger, like, you know, most of these females out here, I'm sorry. But if you're a gold digger, do like save the money, you know, if they do give it to you. And put it in a business. Like, how you going to be a gold digger and then when the money's done, you just assed out? You in the same position you was when you met him. It don't make sense. It don't make sense at all. Oh, you know who was one? Shout out to Ivana Trump.
Ivana Trump.
Shout out to Ivana Trump because she was barely had nothing and she came up off of Donald Trump and now she done made she's a multi billionaire now. You know,
no,
got into
cougar,
real estate.
Right?
Huh?
She a cougar.
Yeah, she's a straight cougar.
Yeah.
You know. And you know, shout out to her. Like, I mean, not everybody has that princess story where, you know, we get that man and stuff. I mean, shout out to Kamora Lee. Shoot, she got even though he was like a, you know, he was way old as hell. You know, I considered like child molestation because she was like a baby. Like, he was old as hell. But, you know, this is the industry, and I guess anything goes. Because the girl wasn't 18. But she came up off that situation, you know what I mean? But she learned a lot from him.
Mm-hmm.
And now she has one of the top running businesses out there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Baby Fat, you know?
And she learned from the best. She definitely learned from the best.
You know, she definitely, if she's going to learn from somebody, she learned from the best. And then, I mean, but not everybody has that story. The thing about it is, if you're going to deal with somebody within your means. And if you want somebody higher than what your pay rate is, then work towards that pay rate. Then step to the table and say, yo, you know, I'm driving a Rolls Royce. What can you bring to the table?
Right.
You know, but you can't say all that if you don't got that going on, player. You know?
And not only that, what happens too is, okay, if you meet somebody that, you know, like say a woman meets a man that has more, you know, way more figures. Okay, he buys her a car, he buys her a house, you know, okay, you're good. Now what happens is you have no say-so there because you've contributed absolutely nothing, you know?
Uh-huh, that's true.
You know, because he can actually have anybody there clean the house and drive in the same car he gave you, whatever. So what makes you, like, special or stand out? What do you have? In a relationship, everybody has to contribute. Everybody has to put in. Everybody has to put in something, you know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
not only all finance, but, okay, then you know what? Then you got to be helping him run his business, something. You contribute. Don't just start doing your nails and all that because that makes you, anybody else he meets, he could pay for them to get a hair, the nails, drive the same car, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to stand out. Stand out.
Yeah, what is going to make you, if you want that Mr. Right or Mrs. Right, what's going to make you want that person, what's going to make that person say they want to keep you when they can get anybody or pay for anybody they want? What is the main thing that's going to say? What do you have to offer in a relationship for somebody to say they want to keep you? Honestly,
and it can't be sex. And it can't be sex.
Because hey, because
that's the answer.
Anyway, you
can
pay for it. You can get it for free or pay for it.
You know what I'm saying? Usually the answer, oh, because listen, let's be realistic here. Come on, okay? Okay. There's good days and there's bad days, but you can't, you know, you can't be hitting home runs every day, so.
That's real talk. We got Peace Queen. I think we got our queen, Natalia, live on the line with us. Peace Queen.
Hey, what's up, ladies?
Peace Queen. We got Florida in the building.
Florida, that's right.
That's what it is. That's what it is. We got Natalia live in the building. She going, and later on, she's going to give us a quick review of that Shrek movie, because I know she just went to go check that out with the kids. So we need to get that movie review. Is it worth us going to watch?
I think so. It was very good. It was cute.
It's a good movie. We need to go watch it.
Yes, the kids will love it.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Everybody, go check out Shrek. We'll be checking out that this weekend. Check out Shrek and see what's going on with that. So, Natalia, man, we're talking about, you know, dating, you know, these dating experiences and stuff like that. You know, like, you know, internet dating, finding Mr. and Mrs. Right. You know, like, can we really expect a person, like, say I'm a woman and I'm looking for a guy to be a millionaire. Now, if I'm only making, like, $100 a week, do you expect to find that millionaire unless I'm, like, an Anna Nicole Smith?
I mean, it's not very often that, you know, millionaires mix with millionaires. And, I mean, it's not very often that they're going to come down and be like, oh, that waitress is really cute. Or, you know, that everyday girl that works at the post office or this, you know, school teacher. I don't think that really happens often. You know, they look like looking at other people with money, marrying into money.
When we're trying to set our standards to dating, should we stay within, like, are we actually, like, jinxing ourselves if we say?
I mean, you can aim high, but don't be realistic. You know, if you got to bring something to the table. I'm always telling ladies that you cannot be doing nothing, you know, and expect the man to come to the table. It's got to be, you know, both parties contributing. You know, that's what attracts a man to you, is what, you know, that you're, I feel, you know, there's a lot of us women, single moms who are here doing the damn thing by ourselves. And, you know, I think that's an attractive feature when I see another queen doing her thing. I'm like, wow, like, you know, she's doing her shit. Excuse me. You know, sorry. But it's like, you know, and a man's attracted to that. And, you know, I think that it's only fair if you're supposed to be treated like a queen. You know how to treat your man like a king.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have to bring something. And it's wonderful if you meet a really good, nice guy who has money and you guys fall in love. That's a great, I want that for everybody. But more realistically speaking, they hang out in their circles, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, if you're making $100 a week, you know, you can aim high, but I can't. A millionaire.
We got another caller live on the line. Caller from the 785. I think we have Chris live on the line. Chris, tell everybody what area you're calling from.
I'm calling from Kansas.
That's what it is. Look, we getting callers from Kansas City. That's what I'm talking about. Greetings, Chris. We're talking about relationships. Do you want to respond to what our beautiful panelist, the one and only Natalia, just said just now?
You know, I have to agree. I think for myself, I'm fairly successful in what I do. And the last thing that I'm looking for is somebody that wants a free ride. There's a difference between being supportive and giving somebody a free ride. I'm all for being supportive. And if I meet somebody and fall in love, I'm glad to do that. But
exactly.
I'm not about handing my checkbook to anybody. You know, I went to school. I worked for it. If she wants to do it, she needs to do it. And, you know, as far as what she said about being a single mother, I have respect for those because I'm a single father. I have my two kids, and they stay with me, and I've been doing it on my own since 05. And so I think that it is a lot harder than a lot of guys realize or give credit to the women out there that are doing it. But nonetheless, I'm not about giving anybody a free ride. She's got to bring something to the table, a lot more than just a pretty smile.
That's what it is. And in regards to that, like, guys, do you feel like it's harder for single parents that have more than one child to date when you're looking for that Mr. Right and Mrs. Right?
It's not harder. Not harder for me. I'm just more selective because I think that when you see people on there, like for instance, if you're dating online and you see people that'll say, well, my kids come first. In my opinion, those people will never find their relationship that's lasting, because if you look at a traditional marriage that doesn't fail, that stays together, one of the things that is there is that those two spouses put each other first and know that the kids will be taken care of because they've put each other before all else. And so for me, I'm real selective in who I choose to bring around my kids. But by no means do I carry the attitude that, well, my kids are always first and you're always second. It just depends on the person, what I see in them and how, you know, how they are. I mean, one of the biggest indicators of a person's character is what my kids think of them after they've met them.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Bugsy, what do you feel about that? How do you feel about the whole, you know, if you have one or more children, one or more children, is it harder for you to date as a single father or a single parent?
I'm going to have to say yeah, no, depending on your situation. The reason why I say yeah, I'm going to have to say yeah for a personal experience. Like my mom's like, you know what I mean, because he had me and my sister. And as far as when it came to her dating, I got to say, like, kids do play a role. I mean, I'm not going to say so much to a sense where they control, like, your whole relationship, but they do play a part, because I know I ain't going to front. I was a dickhead when it came to dudes. Like, I feel like ain't no dude appreciate my mother, you know what I mean? Or they didn't really deserve her like that, you know what I mean? So I let them know. It wasn't all, no, you ain't going to buy me to make us, you know what I mean, cool or not. Like, I still don't rock with you. Yeah, you make her happy or whatever, but I don't feel you deserve it. So, like I said, from personal experience, like, kids do play a part in it, you know what I mean? Because they feel like they not worthy for that person to be with their parent, you know what I mean? But then again, you got kids that understand, like, well, maybe mommy need to be happy or dad need to be happy too when this person can do it because mommy and daddy don't work. So it's 50-50.
Wow, that's real talk. And Natalia, your take on that?
Well, I have two little girls, and I really don't go that many dates, but it's because I choose to work. On the weekends, that's, you know, I'd rather make money. Love can wait.
Natalia said, okay, but you got a new boo-boo, Natalia. So,
uh-oh.
You got a new boo-boo, Natalia. So, how was it, you know, getting the new boo-boo and, you know, dealing with kids?
No, I mean, he didn't meet him for a while, you know.
Uh-huh.
I keep people, like he said, you know, I'm selective about people I have around my children, so. You know, it took me a while to do some, and, you know, right now my kids love him. I mean, he's the one that helps them when they need anything, homework, get their bike down for them, show them how to play basketball. We go out to the park, we play, you know, racquetball. It's like he's trying to do the family thing. So it's going good so far, but I got to keep him away from him for a while.
I'm happy for you, Natalia, because, you know, You know what I'm saying? You put up that wall for a while, you know, in regards
to... I mentioned I want to come back up.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't know. I did the love thing for a while. Now I'm good.
Girl, don't sabotage it, man. Enjoy the ride and stuff, you know. And you know, and hopefully, you know, and I pray that he is the one for you, you know. And definitely, you know, I want you to... you know, just pray on that relationship, because I've been praying for you, because I want it to be the one that you want, for real, you know, because I think you deserve it, you know.
Oh, well, thank you.
Definitely, you know. So, I mean, you know, trying to date and, you know, having kids, I think it plays a big role, because I have a little daughter, she's 6 years old, and when I got into the whole dating thing, I kind of felt like, you know, I gotta make sure I got a guy that can understand, you know, the situation that I have. My daughter comes first, you know. Because, you know, sometimes, I don't know if you guys have had situations where sometimes either if it's a woman or a man, they want you to decide between them and your child. And I'm like, hell no. my child's going to be here before you came and after you go. You know, so, like, my thing is like this. Like, you can never deal in a situation. If you have a person that comes to you and say they so into you, but you gotta find somewhere for your child, that's somebody that you definitely need to stay away from. For real.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And these women that do that, I have no respect for y'all because your children come before anybody except God, you know.
Definitely. And you know what, because you got some women, you know, it's a lot of trifling ones out there. You know, they'll cook a man a steak while their children eat oodles and noodles. So, you know, shout out to y'all out there, man. Feed them kids some real food and stop playing games out there. All right? Is that where all your child support money is going to feeding the next man? Feed your kids.
I know that's right.
Seriously, man. That stuff definitely makes me sick. But, you know, when it comes to dating, I think at the end of the day, it's about your preference, what you want, and, you know, what are you willing to deal with, you know? And, you know, that's what are you willing to deal with when it comes to love and trying to find. And you know what? Just dating in general, trying to find that Mr. Right, you know, stop trying to find love immediately. Love is going to come when it comes. Grow into love. Don't think love is just going to automatically just come in one day. Oh, I'm going to stay in his eyes and love at first sight. Somebody tell me who's gotten into a situation with love at first sight. If you have, call in right now. Because I'm going to smack the mess out you. 347-826-7622. Call in right now. Right now we have our girl Ebony live on the line. Peace, Queen.
Peace, Queens. Hi.
Hello.
It sounds like you're breaking up, sweetie. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. So how you doing, Ebony? You know, definitely, you know, miss you, girl. You know, live on the show. We talk about these relationships and everything, sis.
I know. I was talking about that last night on Twitter.
Yeah, man. We talking about this relationships, man. Is it hard to find a good man and a good woman? You know, we got our boy Chris from Kansas City. And we have Bugsy and we have Natalia. Emma called in earlier. She running around in New York, you know, but she came through on the check-in. You know, we talking about relationships, you know, finding that Mr. Right, Mrs. Right. And, you know, I said, you know, they tell us back in the day to find, you know, that nice woman in the church. But, you know, we you know, even though we go to church, you know, it's a lot of freaks in the church. You know, it's some freaks in the church, you know. We can't lie about that. You know, there's freaks everywhere, you know. There's freaks everywhere. And then on top of that, we were talking about, you know, online dating, you know, worse and bad experiences and stuff like that. And, you know, just, you know, is it hard, you know, trying to date when you have children? How you feel about that, Ebony?
I don't think it's hard to date when you have children, as long as you make them your first priority, you know. My thing is, I've seen women who've dated men and brought them to their homes. I, for instance, like I said previously on a show, that you can't, you know, I don't have visitors come to my home because that's where, you know, that's where my kids are. So, you know, if we're just dating, it's nothing serious. There's no reason for you to come meet the family, none of that, you know. Somewhere down the line, if I think that things are going into a serious situation, then we might want to, you know, involve that. But, you know, you got to think about it when there's kids involved and there's young children, you know, they get attached to, you know, to adults in their lives. So you have to see who you have to be careful who you allow around your family, because when they leave you and when the situation doesn't work out anymore, they're also leaving that child. So how many people are you going to allow in and out your life, and how many, you know what I'm saying, if it doesn't work out? So you have to be definitely sure. You can date, what, you know, take some time off either on the weekend, do a little lunch or something like that, or, you know, it's in between the times that, you know, your children don't need you. Once they get older, then, you know, then you can start dating at other different times, but definitely don't be bringing any type of John around your family. That's just what you don't do.
That's definitely it. How do you feel about online dating?
Online dating, I don't have a problem with online dating just because, you know, wherever the area or the city or the town that you live in, you know, those are just the people that you're able to just meet, what have you. When you're online and you meet somebody, you know, there's different situations, you know, they're different in different states, different cities, different, you know, third world countries, you know. So you get an opportunity to either, you know, talk to somebody that you wouldn't normally have an opportunity to talk with. And that's how a lot of people do their business, too, you know, through online. Make a new friend, or, you know, maybe you're able to find love when you couldn't find it in your own state or city. So online dating, I don't have a problem with that.
Have you had a success story of online dating? Have you found some good guys online, Ebony?
Have I had a success story?
Yeah.
Yes, I had a success story. I'm living it right now.
You're living it right now?
Yes, it's awesome, wonderful. The best thing that could have ever happened to me.
Wow.
Wow, okay now. Ooh, sounds spicy.
You know what? I ain't going to lie. I met an ex-NFL player that way, too, and I didn't know, and he was like, Google me, and I Googled him, and I'm like, whoa. And he paid for my flight out to Orlando and everything.
You know what? I actually met this guy. I met an NBA basketball player that was actually from Puerto Rico that was playing for the Wizards back in the day, actually from MySpace. And I chilled with him and everything. And he would hit me up on MSN Messenger in Puerto Rico because he used to play for the Wizards and everything. And I was like, wow, you know. That was the time I dealt with a, you know, NBA player. Like, okay, wow. So, I mean, you never know who you meet on here. You might not even know who the hell they are, but then when you find out the information, it's like you can actually end up meeting anybody off the internet. It's just
yeah.
So, it's so, like, direct now. You know, there's no cut cards. It's just, like, so direct with the online dating situation. You know what I mean? And everything. I want to ask Chris real quick. Chris, have you had a really bad online dating experience?
A really bad one. Yeah. I have. I met a woman who was a doctor, and she lived within about 8 hours' drive, so I went to see her, and first time I drove out, it was no big deal.
Uh-huh.
Drove out a second time, and that weekend she was like Satan, and just decided
wow.
that she was gonna decide how things were gonna be, and that we were gonna be this and then I'm thinking, you know, I've seen you twice, and you wanna tell me how I'm gonna wear my clothes and where I'm gonna go and how I'm gonna eat, and I'm not
wow,
and how I should handle my kids.
Did she actually do blood sacrifices and stuff and do spells and shit?
No. I refer to her as Satan in just a sense of she was just a bitch. That's all I can, you know. I mean, it's just like, I guess she had a sense of, well, I'm a doctor, so I'm better or I'm entitled.
Uh-huh.
And I'm really not. You know, I came up in a real poor family and made my money through hard work. So
uh-huh.
I'm really not impressed by somebody just because they have a title.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
You know, and So needless to say, we just didn't see her again. It's pretty simple, really. You just avoid them. You just tell them, hey, look, leave me alone, and you go on about your way.
Let me throw this question out to all of you guys, right? Okay, in dating, right, like we were talking about people's preferences, and if you're making only $100 and you're looking for a millionaire, you know, really stay within your limit. What about situations where you got somebody that, you know, they might feel like they're superior than you because they have a degree? Say they have a bachelor's degree or a master's degree or a doctorate, right? But you might have had not went to college. Do you feel that plays a role in finding Mr. Right and Mrs. Right and dating, that can kind of put a damper on situations? How do you guys feel about that?
I
don't.
I think so.
Why do you feel that way?
Why do I feel that way?
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, you need to be, I'm not saying they have to have a degree, because certainly just because you have a degree doesn't mean you're not a damn fool. And just because you don't have a degree doesn't mean you're not really smart. So I don't know that you have to have a degree, but I think mentally and intellectually, you've got to be somewhat equal. I mean, if
that's
you're
on the same wavelength mentally.
Exactly. I mean, if you're an MD, if you're a doctor or a surgeon, and your day consists of, you know, going inside of people's bodies to make them better, and you're going to seek out and go after somebody who, you know, finished high school and their idea of their dream job is working at the bar because they can drink after they get off the clock, you're not going to match. I mean, what are you going to talk about? You know, what there's got to be more to it than physical attraction and sex in the end. So you have to have, I mean, if you can't speak to the person that you're with, how can you have a relationship?
Okay, so let me go ahead and talk to my panelists, my ladies and stuff, and see what they think about it, and then I'm going to ask Bugsy. Ebony, what you think about it, what I just stated in regards to, you know, like that?
You can talk, I mean, it's on an intellectual basis. I mean, you know, some people that you mesh with, I mean, say, for instance, I got a college degree and you don't, if you can maintain the conversation, it really doesn't, you know what I'm saying, it doesn't matter. If you're open to what I'm telling you and you have some insight, and just because you haven't went to college, you know, you still have some insight on life, and we can talk about different variances of life, And you're not only talking about who got the, you know, the hottest track out right now, you know what I'm saying, then there's some growth there. You can grow. And someone who's always willing to know. But you got to think of it like this. If you got, and someone else has a college degree, you know, you guys might be, you know, battling each other trying to find out who's the smartest. So it just depends on the, you know, and it just might just depend on the individual. I don't think that it has any bearing in it if you're able to, you know, have a successful conversation, an intellectual conversation, because I like I like mental stimulation. So
that's what
it
is.
If you can't provide that, then we all can get to hello and goodbye.
Natalia, how do you feel about that? You know, does people's education level play a part in dating also? How do you feel about that?
It can. I mean, there's times where, like she says, where you know, people do fall in love and they're at a different level. Status levels are different, I guess, income and education levels. And they work.
But do you feel, you know, people, the kind of people, some people put a kind of like a, how do you say, like a discrimination, like you're not, you know, if you don't have a bachelor's or a master's or something, I can't even really deal with you? Do you think that happens sometimes?
Yeah, I do think that happens, and I think that's when the relationship is time to, you know, head out of it, like be like, I'm not looking for this, because when it gets to that point where someone feels that they're better than you, then you know you need to leave. Those, I don't think, will work out very well.
I mean,
you
but
know,
how do you do that? You meet somebody and you say, Hi, how are you doing? My name is Ebony, and your name is, oh, you're Mark. Hi, Mark, how are you? Okay, this is quite quick questions I need to ask about you. You know, you've got to sit there and ask those questions just like right away. Do you have a bachelor's degree? Do you have a master's?
You find out what he do.
You know, what's your credit report? Okay, how many kids do you have? I mean, this is in the first, like, 5 minutes of meeting somebody. So you're not even trying to get to know. I guess that works for some people, but how do you get to, you might be Xing out somebody that might be a really good person by just
Bugsy,
discriminating against
them. How do you feel about that before I go on to the 646? Bugsy, how do you feel about that?
I feel some people do put that out there, but like she said, I mean, as long as they can hold down that conversation, you really shouldn't even put that limit. That's just some people setting themselves at high standards. Those are those people that it's not just degree fair that they put them standards at. They put a lot of things in standards, but like she said, as long as you can hold that conversation, ain't nothing wrong with it, but people definitely do make that a factor these days.
That's what it is. We're going to go to this caller. Caller from the 646. We're talking about relationships. Does your education level play a role in your dating? 646, peace.
Hey, guys.
Peace.
What's up? To answer your question, Lush, yes, it does. Because I know...
Folks, we got to know who's this beautiful voice right now, live.
It's Precious, a.k.a. Chocolate Mrs., a.k.a. Chocolate Warm-Up
With You. What's going on?
Hi, everybody. For me, yeah, it does play a part, I can say, in relationships that I've had only because I'm younger, or I have been younger than some of the people I've dated, and that's part of the reason why they dated me was because I was in school and or I'm in school, and, you know, they see, well, hey, here's a young woman that's doing something positive with herself. Me personally, I don't always find that education is something that is really big. I mean, it's a plus, like, okay, well, you know, you're not really the typical, stereotypical black man, but at the same time, it doesn't have to be that thing, because sometimes the smartest people can make the dumbest mistakes. So I sit the fence with this one, really. The smartest people make the dumbest mistakes. Make the dumbest mistakes.
Do you feel like sometimes people kind of like block people from getting to know them because they feel like, well, I don't even think that you're on my standard because I got a doctorate or I got a master's degree and stuff like that? Let me ask all of you guys, have you ever had somebody that basically say they didn't really want to, you know, because you really weren't up to their standard? Anybody?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely have. Whether it's in my professional or my personal life, I've had someone say to me, well, you know, you're not really my standard. First off, you're dark skinned, you know, and which I think is the most ignorant remark you could ever make, you know. But, you know, I wasn't a part of this person's, I wasn't their ideal woman because of my complexion. So, you know, he's like, you're great, like, your personality is great, but I just can't date you because you're dark skinned, and I don't date dark skinned females, and I don't date stupid people. So,
so I know, and so goodbye.
And goodbye. And as they say on set, and it's a wrap. So, I mean, it is what it is. I've definitely had it. That's why I try not to do it to other people. You know, I think as an individual, you want to be open-minded, and you want to give everybody that benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I want to ask Bugsy, have you ever had a young lady tell you that, you know, she couldn't really deal with you because you weren't up to her status quo?
Yeah, I've had one, and it was basically because she was basically just telling me, like, sometimes I'm too serious, you know what I mean? But sometimes you got to be serious, you know, life's not always a joke, you know what I mean? But as far as me, I try to give everybody a chance. I believe everybody deserves a chance until they, you know, mess up or fuck up, as they say. But, yeah, I definitely have been a victim because sometimes I'm too serious. But, hey, man, life's not a joke, you feel me?
Mm-hmm. That's real talk right there. If you're just joining us, we're live on Street Queens, the Movement, with the panels of the beautiful ladies, and we have our kings live on the line with us. We have Chris representing, you know, out there in Kansas City. And then we have our boy representing the Boston area, the one and only Bugsy, live on the show. And I think we got Genius on the line. We're going to bring him in a quick sec. We're talking about relationship. Also, this is another thing. When it comes to dating and trying to find Mr. Right and Mrs. Right, do sometimes our past situations kind of reflect our dating choices? Just like Chocolate just stated in regards to her, saying, somebody saying she's too dark, right? As you were younger and maybe you were a dark-skinned child and somebody told you you're too dark and the thing is to be with the light one or be with the light-skinned girl and you're the darker guy. I've seen situations where because of that psyche in the back of your mind is telling you I got to date the light-skinned girl because that's what you were, that's how you were trained and that's how you were ridiculed. So you thought all dark-skinned girls weren't pretty, you know. Mm-hmm. So does that sometimes, or even some of us as women, we're too, sometimes we feel dark, so we look for that pretty light-skinned boy with the curly hair. Is that the way we were trained to do that? Does that play a role in our dating selection also? I want you to speak on that, Genius, since you're live on the line with us, Genius.
What's up, everybody?
Hi.
Wow. That's a mouthful. I think one of the major problems, you know, and I'll try to elaborate on all of them. I mean, some things we do is learn behavior. Some of it is choice or personal preferences. But I think when we put those type of stigmas and set those types of standards on person, you know, on people, like we'll say, I can't date this person because he's too short or he's too tall, he's too dark, or who he's too light, or he didn't go to college, you know what I'm saying? I think those things are really unrealistic because you have no idea of what type of person that person is because you may be cutting yourself off from, you know, the perfect person for you. You know, I mean, I'll say that everybody's entitled to their own personal opinion and preference, but I think sometimes we can limit it ourselves, you know, as well by the standards that we set. You know, I've dealt with some situations, you know, where I've had people tell me I'm too smart, you know, like they want somebody that's out in the street selling drugs that's going to beat the hell out of them or whatever, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to, you know, and I'm not even joking, you know what I'm saying? It's like they'd rather have that dude that's out here, you know, going back and forth to jail or whatever, you know, which is funny to me, but, you know, some people like drama in their life. Me personally, I don't like it, you know, but it made me feel a certain kind of way. Because I try not to set, you know, limitations as far as people. And I think as well, past relationships sometimes can, you know, play a part in it depending upon the resolve from that situation. If you never really resolve those issues, then you're going to carry those issues on into your next relationship. You know, because some dark-skinned girl may have done something to you or some dark-skinned dude, and you're going to look at them a certain type of way or whatever that person was, you know what I'm saying, which I don't think is fair either. Because I think each person is an individual. They may have some similar characteristics, but they're a different person from whatever type of person you previously dealt with.
That's what it is. And I'm gonna ask Natalia. Do you feel that you know, sometimes the way we are adolescents, the way we kind of the scars of our adolescence kind of plays in the role of our selections of dating?
I do. I think it can play into some roles, you know. You try to learn from your past experience, and sometimes people repeat the same mistakes over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's sad to see. But, you know, I think that, you know, women who have been sexually abused or, you know, when they were younger tend to be some, you know, like if you see the research on it, they tend to be for a while like promiscuous women.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because they're reaching out, you know. The type of affection, the only way they know affection is through sex, when someone's having sex with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it can, you know, it can affect you in certain ways of how you treat the new relationships.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And Chris, out there in Kansas, do you feel like, you know, some of the things in our past reflect some of our dating choices?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think how we grew up, where we grew up, plays a role. Myself, for example,
I'm a white guy, but I grew up in a predominantly black neighborhood. So I prefer, and I have certainly dated and been with white women, but I prefer black women. It's not a fad or a fetish or an experiment for me. It's a preference. Like, some people like blondes and some people like brunettes. Do I rule out, or would I turn somebody away because they're not what my preference normally is? No, not necessarily. But I mean, the first rule of any relationship or any the start of any kind of a conversation is going to be attraction. Let's all be real. You don't walk into a bar and find the ugliest him or her in the bar to go. you don't. I'm not trying to be mean, but you don't. And right. So attraction is what everything starts with, and then you hope that there's something beyond that down the line. I certainly have my preferences from how I grew up. Now, can I also say that it's caused me some problems? Yeah, because not everybody is open to dating outside their race. And mm-hmm. So, there's been plenty of women that I've, hey, let's go out. And, they'll laugh, really? They want to laugh. And so it's cool. It's whatever. You win some, you lose some, and you just keep going. I joke that I was good in sales. I used to sell radio. I used to sell radio advertising to businesses all over the area, and I joke that I was good at it because I got turned down for so many dates in high school that the word no just doesn't faze me. So,
that's some real talk right there. We're talking about dating. What are some of the preferences? What are we looking for when we're trying to go on dates and stuff and trying to find that Mr. Right? And Mrs. Wright, is that a facade? Is that something that can be real? Is that true? Or are we just chasing something that's a dream that we make up? Do we try to find somebody that's, like, totally perfect? Is there a totally perfect man or woman? Is there? Truly not. Because everybody's born with their flaws, unless you're that higher power, I guess, And you know that the flesh was born into sin anyway. And we try our best to be righteous and we try our best to do the right thing. But finding Mr. and Mrs. Right, I guess it depends on your preference. But I wanted you guys to tell, your final thoughts on dating and preference and finding Mr. Right and Mrs. Right. Bugsy? Bugsy, you there?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm on the mute because I'm on the move. But my final thought and opinion on that is basically, like I said, man, you got to watch out for them insecurities and things like that, man. And for the people that got them issues about them, that when they want to try to make people certain ways, you can't really do that because you're dealing with a person for who they are and you're accepting for who they are. If you can work with them, you can. If you can't, keep it moving. That's what messes up a lot of issues, too, nowadays. People try to change people. Like, if you want to change somebody, you might as well go with somebody else, you know what I mean? You're not going to find the perfect one, like I said earlier. Every relationship needs problems. That's the only way it's going to work, because if you got a relationship with no problems, something's definitely going wrong. You need to check yourself or check your spouse, either or how it goes. That's just my final opinion on that there.
That's what it is. Natalia, your final thoughts on it?
Just like he said, and just add more to that, that brings something to the table, both sides, women and men. Women can't accept it to be a one-way street, except the man to always be handing out and doing for. Sorry, my phone breaking.
That's what it is. Ebony, What's your final thoughts? What do you think about it?
I think that in dating and getting to know someone, there's going to be issues on both sides, and people need to learn how to compromise. And I also think that, if you have certain standards or things that you're not going to deal with, then that stuff needs to be discussed in the beginning, because you can't blame someone for something that they didn't know. Also, I think that, people should be open to going on a couple of dates and communicating, you know, having conversations prior before they decide to, you know, fall in love on the first date or whatever the case. Everything mm-hmm. seems good in the beginning, but then there's always, like, you know, trials and tribulations that come. And I think that it's how you deal with the trials and tribulations. If you are the person that, you know, once you get angry, you don't want to deal with that person anymore at that point in time, then you need to voice that with that person so that person knows, okay, I'm at the point where I can't deal with this conversation anymore, so I need to go. You need to let me cool down, you know. And that needs to be discussed each way how you handle, you know, problems too, because it's how you handle the problems in a relationship is what's going to determine if the relationship is going to be worth maintaining.
Wow.
You guys can smooth things over, you know, and have a normal conversation afterwards without saying F you and cussing people out. You know, I just believe just don't cuss. When you're dealing with your mate, you know, however you deal with somebody else, that's, if you walking around cussing everybody else out, you don't do that to me. We don't do that to each other. I believe in respecting, far as, like, you know, I don't cuss at you, you don't cuss at me type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the minute that rule is broken, you know, then to me that's something that I really feel heavily against. So however I act after that point, then, you know, like you said, you have to understand
exactly.
and comprehend with that person how it is that you're going to behave. If you don't tolerate certain things, don't tolerate them. You know what I'm saying? Because you have to set standards and structure in your relationship. And that person, if they love you, you know, they may not, and relationships aren't all about agreeing all the time, but you need to know how to disagree, you know, how to respect each other when y'all disagree. That's the most important thing. And if y'all can learn those things in a relationship, then the relationship has longevity, as well as loyalty in the relationship and trust. So, you know, if you have all that to offer to a person, you know, and unselfishness, you know, everyone is selfish sometimes, but you have unselfishness and in the good days outweigh the bad days, then, you know, that relationship is worth maintaining. But the first 6 weeks should be a lot of dating and conversing, I think, because once you have sex in a relationship, it changes the whole dynamics of a relationship. You may not even like that person anymore, but you might just be comfortable with that person, and that person just gives you just really good sex. So you maintain that relationship just to continue the sex. So, you know, it's really what you think, you know, how you perceive and what you want in your relationship and how you go about maintaining it and what's
That's
important
what
to
it
you.
Is. Hey, you know what? Ebony should just be like a dating counselor for real.
I know that's right.
I think that she should be like a dating counselor for real, though. But, like, if you out there and you're just trying to get a booty call, get the booty call, man. Don't expect to have love after a booty call, you know. But like my girl said, I stand for truth. She said she was just looking for a booty call online, and now she's married to him for 6 years. So, hey, it might happen like that. She was a success story, you know. So, Chuck, Mrs., what's your final thoughts on the whole dating situation?
My final thoughts is just this. Like, you're never going to find a perfect person. There's no such thing. But a part of being with someone is just accepting them for who they are, as Ebony said. And so you have to be willing to do that. You can't make someone who you want them to be. Don't even waste your time trying. You can't. You just have to accept that person for who they are, and you have to figure out for yourself. You have to know who you are as a woman or as a man. This is what I want to deal with, or this is not what I want to deal with. Either way, it's up to you to make that ultimate decision. But, you know, there's a saying, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So you got to know what you stand for, and you got to know what you're looking for. And that's just my final thoughts.
That's what it is. That's You hear Chocolate Mrs., don't you sound all sexy? Hey, what joint? Like, hey, dog. Who wanna listen?
I ain't even looking.
Oh man. Jeez. Jeez, what's your final thought, Jeez?
Wow. I think they all touched on a lot of important issues. I mean, you know, like I said, I mean, there is no perfect person out here. There's Miss Half Right and Mr. Half Right, you know. I think we also, more importantly, we got to be realistic about things. I think a lot of times, I always say never ask for someone that, you know, you couldn't do yourself. And I think we look for a lot of things in other people that we don't have within ourselves. You know, and I think we really have to look in ourselves and look in the mirror, because a lot of times we look at things that are being done, you know, but we don't look at ourselves. We look in the fallacies of other people and fault other people and say we're not accepting these certain things and these other people when we ourselves aren't right, you know. So I think that, and to touch on something I think Ebony was saying, I mean, it's a lot, it has to deal with a lot of compromise. You know, and communication being the most important thing, because if you can't communicate things, then, you know, you have nothing. You know, mm-hmm. So I think it has to be some type of understanding, most importantly, respect amongst each other, you know, and actually listening to each other. You know, because a lot of people don't listen when they're talking about certain things and acting on it, you know, because it's one thing, even when you're having discussions in a relationship where you're discussing issues, you may talk about it, but are you actually implementing the solutions? That's a very important thing that needs to be done, you know, because a lot of times we'll talk about things and then it'll keep happening or whatever because you're not actually acting on it. So standing on it, being realistic in, you know, what you're looking in, you know, for a person. I mean, not everybody is going to meet some multi-billionaire, you know what I'm saying? It's just not going to happen.
Only
you know, so being
Nicole Smith, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Preston fans, dog.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, not everybody is going to meet that, you know, Mr. Millionaire or Mrs. Millionaire or whatever. I think that, you know, we have to be realistic in the things that we look for a person. It's not necessarily about whether that person went to college or not, or whether that person has a high-paying job or anything. It's about what that person actually is and what they stand for. And if they actually emit qualities that appeal to you, then, you know, if you're accepting that person, then accept that person. And like I think the other young lady was saying, you definitely can't change a person. If you change, then let it be because you choose to change, not because of the other person. Now, if you're willing to make those sacrifices and everything, then make sure that it's a mutual thing, you know, because that's very important, because it defeats the purpose if one person is sacrificing and compromising and the other one isn't. You know, a relationship is a mutual thing.
Like, so deep. Like, I think they should just have counseling classes for people. Word up. Like, this is like, like, I'm writing down notes and shit.
Well,
let me open up the line for a caller from the 718. New York, New York in the building. What's up, 718? You got any comment on what we just discussed, sweetie?
Dusty Lux.
What up, 718?
Boy Fresh, Lazy K Productions.
What up, Press? What's up?
What's up, Press?
Hey, shit, man. What up? Hey, man, I just wanted to say, man, if you knew better, you do better, man. Simple as that. Yeah.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Lazy K Productions in the building. So, what do you feel about the whole, you know, dating situation, Fresh? Like, you know, you a young dude, you know what I'm saying? You a young fly dude. You doing your thing, you know,
yeah,
like, how you feel about it?
Truthfully, I don't jump for anything. I mean, just because she bad or she got some good pussy, that ain't really doing shit for my future. Like, I mean, yeah. I just keep friends, you know what I mean? And if it blossoms out to whatever it becomes whatever. Feel me?
That's what it is.
So you're not looking for anything, basically.
I'm not looking for something right now, you know what I mean? Because when you look for something, you always don't get what you look for. You feel me? It always be like that, like I said in the beginning, but like in the middle, towards the end, it ain't what it is. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Everything is good in the beginning, so you got to always keep it mellow. I mean, keep it mellow in the beginning so you can find out what the person is really about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you don't want to just jump in the bed and fall in love, and then you wake up and you done got gagged and tranquilized and tied up to a bed, ball naked somewhere. You know what I'm saying? You gotta watch out for those cycles.
She's talking about she ain't never letting you go.
Her?
Yeah, I'm not.
Her what?
Well,
you better be careful.
Y'all might do some crazy stuff. It'd be like the hand that writes the cradle. You know, she might.
I know.
Well, my cousin got his input on it. Hold on. Yo, what's good, man?
What's good with you, man?
I can't call it killing.
We talking about relationships, fam. You know what I'm saying? Tell us your name, man.
My name is Oz Lowe. You heard? From Southside Queens.
That's what it is. Queens in the building, fam. So we talking about these relationships, man. You know, what's your thoughts on the dating and everything like that, man?
It's like the dating is cool. I feel when people date, you should keep it open and open-minded from the beginning and never leave it on. If it's a date, it's a date. If it's something else, it's something else. You know what I'm saying? I feel if you have that person or you should.
When you have sex with a person, that shit just open up more doors.
Nah, it's just when you have sex with that person, you don't know how your feelings might be like, okay, it's just sex, and but after this, we friends. But her thoughts might be like, okay, we have sex, but now you my man, or I like you, or, you know, from the beginning, I told you what it was, or and she just get lead on by something else. That's why I feel dating is cool, but you always keep an open mind, an open relationship. Mm-hmm.
But hold up, cousin, right? See, this what I understand with the men, right? The men always say, like, we the ones that always get emotional. What about y'all? What about y'all when y'all get emotional? You know what I'm saying? I get emotional. We might want to smash y'all for one night, you know, and keep it moving. But then y'all calling and blowing up the phone, 50 minutes. Yo, what's up, Dad? What's up? What's that? You not my girlfriend?
See, that's when you're supposed to put everything on the table. If you put it on the
table. You feel what I'm saying? Can't take it and just leave it. I got slutted out one time. I don't knock it. She slutted me out and got up 5 o'clock and went home. I felt like I was used. It is what it is. You feel what I'm saying? It is what it is. I can't knock it. All I can do is smoke a blunt and laugh about it. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I can't knock it. So, it's vice versa. You feel what I'm saying? It's funny. You can take it how it is, or you can catch feelings, bud. But it's other people. There's a lot of other people out there. You feel what I'm saying? So I just don't look. I let whatever comes to me. If I don't feel with it, I won't deal with it. You feel what I'm saying? So I'll just leave it alone. But
what are you looking for in a woman? I'm gonna ask y'all real quick before we wrap it up, because we got two quick issues we want to touch real quick. We want to talk about this oil spill, and we want to talk about this immigration law. We want to touch on it real quick. It's a 5-minute think. Give your thoughts out. But, so what are you looking for in a woman?
Like, yeah, I don't ask so much. Just do something with yourself, like work or try to be doing something, have a goal with yourself, know how to cook, and I just need a massage and a conversation. That's all I really need, and for you to be faithful and be honest.
You know what? Everything sound good, but this is what I'm telling y'all guys, man. For real, the stuff that y'all guys say out there, and when y'all get a real woman that do that, y'all don't know how to deal with it, man. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. Same thing with y'all females out there. Y'all say y'all want a nice guy. Y'all say he too nice. You be cool.
Nah,
what? Get out of here.
I'm married. Like, I'm just speaking on general, but I'm married.
Uh-huh.
It took me a long time. I married my soulmate from 10 years, my high school sweetheart.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm in a marriage right now. It's good, but it's bad. But, you know, relationships both to work on it. We talk, we communicate, so it'll work.
Oh, you so sweet. Hold on. Let me give you some less radio love for that, because I feel so emotional right now.
Look, baby.
I got a question for you, though.
Marry. The married people. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's what's up. I got a question for you, though.
Yes.
My question is, you know, so when it's the controversy, what's the most important part of the relationship? Is it how you deal with, you know, your disagreements? How do you guys deal with your disagreements? Is she the person that doesn't want to hear it when she's mad and then she has to calm down, or is that you? Or do y'all still have conversations when y'all both heated?
No, I'll take a walk. I'll go somewhere for a few hours, come back. I'll call her, make sure she's all right. I'll take a drive or whatever, come back, make sure she's all right. Then we have a sit-down, a conversation. But usually, you know, she'll usually hold a long grudge. She'll get mad for a few hours. Then I'll know to leave her alone and just take a break, but I don't run away. I always come back.
Wow. Wow. You sound like a real good dude. Fresh, where you be getting these good dudes from? You know, we got some single ladies out here, dog. Where your friends at? Holla.
I'm not talking to you, Lux. I'll fuck with no fake.
For real. We all here live on Lux Radio Online talking about relationships.
We've been there, done that. I've been there, done that already.
I'm gonna wrap this up real quick, man. I just want to say that, you know, when it comes to relationships, you got to know what your personal preference is. You got to be open-minded, you know what I'm saying, to anything that you're doing, you know, and make sure that if you're going to step to somebody that's making six figures, make sure you're getting close to that. Because if you act like you are.
Like right now, I work for Cablevision. I'm 31. I work for Cablevision. I got my license for mortician. So, you know.
Wow. A mortician, dog? Like, word up? Like, the fluid and all that, all in the dead people and everything? You know, looking at that.
Embalming fluid.
All I'm saying, embalming fluid, like, real talk, like, they make a lot of money, though. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know?
Money.
My stepmother used to do that, working in a funeral parlor.
How long did it take?
Have a job.
How long was the class for that?
How long was the school?
Yeah, school for that.
I went to school 3 years, 3.5. Then I went back.
You gotta go to a special school for that, or like, explain that.
You gotta go to special school for that. You gotta know how to conserve the bodies and how to keep it cool, how to like the temperatures and how to eject the body, where to stick the hole at. From suck all the blood out and everything, paint holes and all
that. Scared, like, you don't be scared that you're just going to jump up one day? You don't be scared, son?
Nah, but, like, my mom did it for 40 years, so I guess it rubbed off on me.
That's what's up, man. Well, I be creeped the hell out, dog. I think I be on some sci-fi shit.
Les, you need to get his information so we can have him on Wednesday.
Talk about the, dealing with the mortuary and everything, because that's a business that people don't even talk about.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very lucrative business, because, I'm sorry to say, you know, I don't pray for nobody to die, but people die every day, so it's a very lucrative business, and funerals are expensive as hell.
I'm thinking about a funeral home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely got to get him on Wednesday to talk about that business, because people don't talk about it. I wanted to talk about, you know, how long it took to get the degree, all that stuff and everything. We want to talk about that soon. So we're going to switch gears real quick. Y'all got like 5 seconds to answer the question. How do you feel about the oil spill going on by BP?
Well,
how do you feel about it? Real quick, our new caller is fresh in his homeboy. Go ahead. You have 5 seconds.
I think it's really messed up. I think somebody really did it on purpose, intentionally, but I think it's really messed up. The government is crooked. So I don't think the oil spill should have been going on that long. They could have been fixed it, but they stalling, so I think it's a bunch of BS.
That's what it is. Real quick, over there, real quick. Ebony, real quick, what do you feel about the oil spill?
I agree with everything he just said. The government is crooked.
That's what it is. Genius, how do you feel about the oil spill? Genius, are you there? Are you alive? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I said that they knew about it before it happened, and it's about them getting paid off of the insurance behind it. So, you know, at the end of the day, we live in a capitalist system, so it's about money. We make money off of travesty, unfortunately.
But that was so deep right there. I love Genius, man, because he's a genius. For real, I love him.
Nah, I'm humble.
Chocolate Mrs., man, how do you feel about the oil spill?
I think BP should be held accountable. I think people need to stop blaming Obama's administration. This poor man inherited all his problems, and he's doing his best to fix it. Whether or not it's fast enough is questionable, but when Bush took forever to get into Katrina, people wasn't crying out. So I think we just need to stop the mess and let him work. He's doing what he got to do. But I think BP needs to be held accountable.
Bush let the Valdez situation go on longer than this situation. So, and that was worse than Katrina.
Definitely. And Chris, real quick, how do you feel about the oil spill?
I have to agree with her. I think a lot of people want to blame the administration. I don't think the fault lies with the administration. I think the fault lies with the
like that wolf.
I do think, however, whether it's his fault or not, if it doesn't get resolved quickly, this will pose a problem for Obama getting reelected.
I think it was done just to make him look bad.
I agree.
You got to think about it. Almost at the end of the year, people are trying to they're trying to vote again. It's going into election time. More would it make the person look like he's incompetent? It's you know, it's just about government is crooked. That's all I gotta say.
Natalia, how do you feel about it? How will it feel?
Well, I live right here on Pensacola Beach. I know it's gotten close to, like, not too far away from where we are at. I'm very angry and I'm very sad by the whole thing, and I'm just praying that there's a solution, because for 19,000 barrels to be leaking into our water, I feel so bad for little animals.
They're not using the solution. They actually have a solution, but
they're refusing to use it. And I want them to be responsible. There's so many people that, like, lives and everything they have to exist is in, you know, those homes. All they know, some people, all they know how to do is how to shrimp and grab, you know, the shrimp and the fish out from the Gulf. And they make a lot of money by sending it out all over the country. And that's their livelihood. And I pray that, you know, it gets, you know, fixed right away.
That's what it is. And my question on it is that it's nonsense, it's BS, and not blaming Obama's administration. I say I blame Bush administration, because it was already a situation that they apparently had a backup plan for, but people got paid off not in order not to take care of what they needed to take care of. So now we have an oil spill. Oil spill, we get insurance money, therefore it leaks out. How many times have we been used to be guinea pigs for any other situation? This isn't anything new. Come on now, people. Okay? People lose their jobs. We're already in a recession. Make people more insane and crazy and lose their minds. Then we pollute the water. Come on now. Now we can tax more for more water again. Come on now. We know the situation. So that's my push for that situation. But if you feel more about it, talk to us next week on it. How do you feel about the oil spill? Or Twitter me on Twitter, at Lush Radio Online. Quick, y'all got quick, real quick to answer this question. How do you feel about the immigration law passed in Arizona? Fair or fair or unfair? We're going down the line. Natalia.
Unfair. I think it's messed up that you have to carry your papers on you all the time. Just because you look of Hispanic descent, you might be an alien. I mean, grandma's going to get harassed going down the corner. I think it's racist, and I think that's a crock.
That's what it is. Chris.
Unfair. Hands down, unfair. I mean, as I said, I'm a white guy. I'm dark complected, half Greek. So I'm wondering, if I go to Arizona, does that mean I'm going to get questioned just because I look dark complected? I think it's unfair.
Yeah, because you kind of could pass as a Hispanic over there, Chris. So I don't know. They
what
might
if you forget your ID? Like, you're going to get shipped to somewhere and you don't even know anybody or something.
Yeah, that's crazy right there. Chocolate Misses, what's your thoughts on it?
I just think our country is just going ass backwards, excuse me, and I think we need to come to our senses. When we start passing laws like this, it just makes us look bad. The whole world is laughing at us, and we fail to realize it.
Real talk right there. Genius, your thoughts?
The initial part of it got passed with the Patriot Act that Bush pushed. Me and my twin brother were the first born in America in my family. You know, so being an immigrant in America is full of immigrants. I think it's truly some BS. You know, it's just another way to be able to create issues and problems. You know, the face of America is no longer what it used to be. Everybody is not from here except for the natives. So for you to sit there and discriminate against anybody
on them, genius.
Some BS. For real.
And
passionate about that.
And Ebony, you know, what's your thoughts on it?
I think it's BS, because I think that once they decide that they can push laws, you know, in Arizona, even, you know, out west here, then where else are they going to try to pass the laws at? And then what else is going to be passed too? You know what I'm saying? You start getting people rallying and thinking they can control the world just by, you know, making people, you know, go back to their countries and things of that nature when everybody who's here, like Gina said, is not even from here. You know, they got tax cuts. First, you want to give them tax cuts for their businesses where they can come here and start business and create revenue. Now you want to make people that, you know, because they don't have papers or whatever, go back to their countries. Like, really? I mean, what's going to happen with all the jobs that the Americans, quote unquote, don't want to do? And they're shipping all of our jobs. Nothing is done in America anymore anyway. They're shipping all of our jobs. I mean, I used to work in claims. I'm calling a 1-800 number to reach somebody in Thailand. They can't even speak English. I'm asking them questions there. And, you know, when somebody asks a question, you're able to comprehend the question and you answer the question how you internalize it. They're answering questions from a script. And you're saying, that's not what I asked you. You know what I'm saying? So what else are they going to try to control? They're going to try to make us all stay in the house at 12 o'clock. Nobody's allowed out on Sundays. I mean, what else are they going to regulate?
That's real talk right there. 718 Fresh and your peoples, man, how do you feel about that immigration law?
Basically, like what Homeboy and Ab just went in right now, too. What Ab said is basically the same thing. Like, I mean, they're attacking the blacks, the Latinos, and all the immigrations. It's funny how they make it only law for us. Like, you know what I mean? You see how they don't attack Caucasians as well, you know what I mean? So they bullshit. Like, you already know how they be.
They're trying to move the white people back and the black people. They're trying to move the white people forward and the black people back.
But this is the thing that I got to say, though. What if you're a Caucasian person that's Caucasian, but you darker skin, and you kind of resemble a Hispanic person. Now, you got some ones that look like that. So they must be getting racially profiled also. So my thing is like, right, I'm Nigerian. I'm African, right? But, you know, I'm a United States citizen. But the thing about it is like this. You know, how many of us have our great-grandmothers and grandfathers? They here. And some people been here for years in this country. And they want to send people. Some of them might not have their papers. Who knows what their situation is that they came here? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They working, they doing an honest job, ain't commit no crimes. Now you saying these people got to go back home. Like, they ain't been home years. They don't even know that. Like, you can't do that to people. Like, and real talk, at the end of the day, how many people are going to fix these roads and go out there? How many people is going to sit there and do them low wages jobs like that? Hispanics, minorities bring revenue into the United States of America. We do not make anything that's tangible to be shipped out to any country. Everything that we have in the United States of America is foreign. Look at your shoes you're wearing. It's foreign. It's American made. People that are driving drive foreign cars. Nobody is driving an American made car. Not that many people are. So, let's be honest.
Think of that American made car. Even an American made car.
American people make here in United States of America. And honestly, if you trace everybody's background, they have a descendant that's either from European culture, that basically is an immigrant also, whether whether they're Irish, whether they're from Scotland, whether they're Greek, wherever, from a foreign country. So they all have, there is no pure Anglo-Saxon person in the United States of America. Honestly, okay? So there's nobody can say that they're superior than anyone, honestly, because everybody has a descendant that has been an immigrant.
I'm Native American and white. That's the thing, though. You're right,
if you want to be technical, like Genius said, who are the real natives of this country? Christopher Columbus never really found America, but yet we make it a holiday, okay? Honestly, the Native Americans are the natives, and what did you do? You take it away from them. Honestly, for real, at the end of the day, they're not really American.
How do you find something that's already here? How do you
Nobody is American. Honestly, if you want to be technical, because people came and they made all these laws, and even the Constitution is not even played the way it's supposed to be. This is the land of
the community,
land of all this. When you do get your citizenship, you're still racially profiled. So what's the purpose?
Yep.
What's the purpose? You know,
it's about controlling capitalism and taxation. If they can't taxate off of them, then they can profit off of them. So when it comes
to
the legalities of it, yeah, so it's like they want to use them for their workforce, but they don't want to actually be able to have them benefit from it because they're not being taxated like everyone else. You know, they're not having to go through all of the things, you know, and they're being underpaid. You know what I'm saying?
But
this
is what I don't understand, right? You're talking about Al-Qaeda. You're talking about the bombers and 9/11, right? All that stuff, right? But yet and still, you've taught them in the schools. You were the one that funded half the things they've done.
Exactly.
Their military, okay?
Exactly.
You were funding their military. On top of that, a lot of immigrants, when they come here, if y'all don't know, they got loans for them to start businesses here, which generates
they come here,
right.
They could go
how
to
many,
school,
how many,
here,
how many corner shops have you went and there's an immigrant running it? How many soul food spots have you went to? It's an immigrant running it. How many Asian spots it is where the nail salon place is an Asian over here? How many businesses have you seen Nigerians at? How many little bodegas have you seen Hispanics at? Immigrants are all over. Immigrants, majority of the United States of America. Even the nuclear bombs that were created, you had Russians and chemists from other freaking countries that helped you develop that. They weren't freaking
and the planes, fighter planes too.
It's the government, man. That's all it is, man. The government is playing another world. It's politics and the government.
You know, but I know what I can't. And though, it's just when we as a people decide that we're going to be ignorant towards each other. And when I say we as a people, I mean like especially we as black people. Like my mother is Liberian and my father is Sicilian Trinidadian. You understand what I'm saying? And like when people be like, oh, you're from another country, I'm like, no, I'm a descendant of people from another country. You know what I mean? That's all ignorance when we act like we don't like one another, you know? So I think we have to start it within ourselves before we could even get to a bigger picture, before we could even suggest any type of change. I mean, when you think about it, it's all our mindset, you know? It really is.
That's too tough. We do racial profiling amongst our own selves. We tell ourselves we can't hire our own people. Because, yo, you sound too ghetto, or this, that, and the third. You already judging them already. We do racial profiling against ourselves.
I got a question, and I'll tell you a real answer to resolve all of these issues. The day that all of the minorities actually join forces and work together, then the entire world will change. The entire world. You understand what I'm saying?
Because the minorities
are exactly the majority. And the day that we stop letting these idiotic differences, you know, separate us and we actually work together, we can actually work without this BS government that has been created from corruption from day one, and even the Constitution was based off of corruption, you know. We could change all of those things. You can't fight the system and win. That's impossible. You know, but you can destroy the system and rebuild it, and that takes everyone working together. But the problem is that a lot of us talk about it, but we don't actually do the things to bring forth that change. And that was one of the things that I paid attention to in the Obama speech. You know, and I think we put too much on him, thinking one person can change everything. What he said, and people don't take heed to, is we all have a responsibility. So if we actually act on that responsibility and start working together, then we can bring forth the change that's truly needed.
Right, because we don't have any activist groups anymore. You know what I'm saying? It could be like some type of multicultural activist type of thing going on. You know what I'm saying? But
everybody
people need to
about
know how
capitalism.
To do it.
Yeah,
even
but the thing about it
is
having our separate, Africans, you know, civil rights, Hispanic civil rights. Let's all join forces. Like, if we ain't working together, we ain't working at all. I don't know if y'all ever watched the movie V is for Vendetta. It's a very positive movie, but you got to really read it. You know, and the thing about it is, you know, coming together, like, when are we going to start saying we're sick and tired? When are we going to, they're going to eventually start martial law on us. They're going to tell us we have a curfew. They're They going to tell us we can't. They're already programming us to eat only what they want us to eat. They already made it expensive for us to eat healthy. They already made it. They made it set up to a point where we're going to kill ourselves and make all the fast food places and Chipotle's and all that, knowing that it's owned by McDonald's, and they put all kinds of stuff to make stuff taste like it's good, but it's only pounding on the same calories to kill us again. We have so many children that are autistic more and more nowadays, and I'm wondering, is it coming from most of the stuff they're giving us? They're killing us slowly. But we don't say nothing.
Maybe kids 13 taller than you, like, not me.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I tell you, the one main thing behind that, Les, is that the healthcare system is the biggest business in the world. There's no money in a cure. There's money in treatment. So they want you to be sick and be ill and have issues so that they can profit off of it. You understand? But the day that we actually be wise and we don't have to depend upon some other establishment to provide food for us, you know, we built this nation. We can actually go out here and be agriculturalists. You understand? We can grow our own crops. We can actually go out here and be scientists ourselves. You understand? We don't have to wait for somebody to hand us something. We just have to
do it and work together. Do a lot of us minorities know that they have grants and loans for us to be developers? We can develop our own city if we want to, but people don't go out and go do it.
Yeah, you're right.
That's
well,
right.
All of us on the phone, we need to come up with let's make a change. What do we all want to do to make a change for better tomorrow?
We could do but so much. You can't beat the government, I'm telling you.
Well, we can't think
can't
like that. We
can't
beat the government.
We can,
I can tell you from the inside out,
something.
We can beat the government. We can beat the government. You can't fight the system and win, but it can be destroyed, and
it has to be.
Hold on, guys, one at a time.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What I'll say is this, and this coming from a person that's fought many wars, I fought in many wars and still fighting them. And I can honestly tell you that if you actually look at the things that have been done in society, I mean, read Sun Tzu, The Art of War, you know. The government that exists only exists because we allow it to exist. Okay? If we get the change that we want, then we can actually bring that to power. They have no power but the power we give them. We give them everything they have. We don't have to accept nothing. If everybody really cared and wanted to make change, don't go to work. Everybody at the same time, don't go to work. Don't go to work at the government. Don't sit there and go to work at the police station. Everybody, go in there and bring forth change. I can guarantee you it'll happen. That's real talk. But the problem is they know that, so they're going to keep things that's going to separate that. You understand? So they'll have you to believe to know if they're not know. So they're teaching people buffoonery in school and not preparing them for reality. You understand? So to keep them at a level. But you'd have to have an open mind, not use the eyes that you're seeing, but all eyes seeing, to be able to know what's really going on. So you truly have to educate yourself and start with yourself.
I realize it every day. I'm in tune with a lot. I keep stuff to myself, and I'm very in tune with God. Like, I have a special relationship with God. Like, I mean, I don't make it as much as I can, but I realize a lot of things in life is happening for a reason. All this disaster stuff is all happening. Why you think like tsunami and New Orleans? There was a lot of killings. You know what I heard? You know why? I think God really put that that hurricane in. New Orleans is like they was killing people and throwing them in the swamp with alligators. Once you do that, the body gone. Like, you feel me? And they was doing that a lot, doing a lot of evil stuff, practicing voodoo out there and stuff like that. And I believe, like, God, you know what I mean, sent that hurricane right to them. I mean, people say, oh, the science, it probably could be that too, but.
Well, I don't fault the Most High for that happening. Man's fallacy, and number one, knowing that they shouldn't have built certain things there in the first place, knowing it was below sea level. And then secondly, profiting off of something that was designed by the Army Corps of Engineers that they knew wasn't right from the get-go, but just to get the money to fund more weapons.
Exactly. I see that on the History Channel. I know exactly what you're talking about. They used to use that as a tactic in war. They used to use the weather against, you know what I mean, as a weapon.
I mean, that's crazy. Like, how you use the weather as a weapon? Like, you send tornadoes towards your enemy. Like, that's crazy. Like, I mean, it's deep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's deeper than what people see. They show you what they want you to see. Like, I mean,
that's
it's deeper than what it really is, though. I already know that.
That's real talk. This is a real deep discussion. We might have to bring this joint on next Thursday because this got real deep real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Brother, I already know what you're talking about. It's deep. Like, I'm glad a lot of us see it, though. Like, know what I mean? So we teach people. And it's up to them to listen. If they don't want to listen, that's them. Like, because it's going to happen.
Exactly.
They best believe it.
But you know what?
That's another thing that has to change.
Created though. Less Radio Online, Street Queens to move, because this is the platform for the revolution. You know, we're fighting against a machine. We got Viacom owns everything. You got one sensitive unit. You turn on any radio station right now, most of them are playing the same thing. You click this, they're playing the same thing. Even the channels, the television channels, it's all one central world order. It's all designed for control, you know what I mean? And until we understand that, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be a few that understand the truth. And I'm telling you, please, everybody, check out V is for Vendetta, because you're going to understand from what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? You're going to understand
movie.
What I'm talking about. It's a real serious, you know, it talks about how we've been used as guinea pigs, you know, being tested on stuff to see how we're going to react. You know what I mean? You got anthrax. How all of a sudden anthrax gone? That was created.
Right.
Come on, man.
It's not H1N1.
All of a sudden it was a big outbreak, people dying and stuff. Nah, y'all was testing us as guinea pigs. That's what you want.
Government's
overpopulated.
In Tuskegee Institute back in the 40s and the 50s,
they actually
inject African Americans and Hispanics and test these things, you know, on us. And they're still doing the same things right here in NIH, you know, every day. These things are done every day because these are the types of things that we're working against. Because when you actually go to war, these things are actually being used against us. I mean, it's chemical warfare, biological warfare. These are things that are going on. A lot of people don't know it because you can't see an airborne pathogen. You know, people aren't trained and wise enough to know what to look for, what are the symptoms or the signs of things, and that's what education.
All I'm saying is get a gas mask, dog. They sell them at the Army surplus store. I'm gonna tell you right now, yo. They've been doing it in my military records. I looked in the joint. They shot me some with some stuff to try to see if I was going to get pneumonia. And I got that joint, dog. Like, and I never had it in my life. Like, come on, man. We've been
gave you pneumonia, Luck.
They've been
I'm
doing it.
You.
They've been doing it to us for years. Like, come on now. People getting more sicker than ever. You got more obesity. You want? I mean, they're putting crap in these kids to make them look way growner than they are. But when we was growing up, you had ladies with flat chests. They ain't had big breasts like that. Nowadays, the kids look like smaller than us. Like, come on now. Like, it's crazy.
You can't tell who the mother and who the child. Now, you don't even know.
You a perv. I'm not talking to you. Get off my
phone. No, I'm just being funny.
What
did he say?
Yeah, they definitely putting something in the water. Now, I said I ain't mad about the breasts. But I was joking. It was a joke.
I must have missed that.
This is a male cougar.
That was a joke. That was a joke, love.
Okay, it's a joke. He was playing around. Don't take him serious. Don't beat him up or nothing, okay? He's sensitive. He's a genius. Okay?
He was talking about 18 older you were talking about.
So leave with the 18 years alone. They still babies. They still babies.
Bro, they don't got their mind together either. They still don't.
No.
So the male cougars, calm down, okay? You know, calm down there. Calm the hammer down.
So they put something in the water. I'm going to tell you what's worse is what's in the water right now. You know, like for right now, even here, the water reservoir is actually open. Anybody can put any type of thing that's in it, and what they're using to filtrate it doesn't even kill, you know, the germs and bacteria in it. They're using hydrofluorocarbons, which is nothing but chlorine. That doesn't kill all of the bacteria. People flush crack down the toilet. People flush heroin, dope, every last thing that you can think of. Flush down the toilet, goes down the drain. That's actually what comes out of the faucet. People take showers with that, and people are drinking that. And you wonder why they're having the chemical imbalances.
I ain't going to lie. Nowadays, like, if you look at your bath water, like, is your bath water that you're washing yourself with, is it really clean? Do you really know that?
That's something really to make clean? You think.
Is it really clean? Really check it. Like, is it really clean? And then, again, on top of that, lotion. How all of a sudden they saying the lotion ain't good, we putting on the lotion, we putting chemicals, it's aging us, we using toothpaste, the toothpaste separating our teeth. Like, what is really good for us? I'm saying we might as well just stand up off now.
Take it back to with the natives. Now, I'm going to tell you what it is.
We need to holler at our fortune and just be like, yo, what up, my nigga? Because real talk, like, they killing us, dog. Real talk. But you know what? Because of time, we gonna recap on this next week because this was a deep issue. So, real talk right now, I just want y'all to just tell us what's going on with y'all guys over there in y'all city. Anything new? It's Memorial Day weekend. What are you going to do this weekend? Chocolate Missus, what are you going to be doing weekend?
I'm trying to get people to come out to PA to just head to the beach in Jersey. If anybody want to go down to the shore, my Twitter is chocolate_missus, and that's for those of y'all that don't know, I don't spell chocolate the regular way. So that's chocolite_missus, missus. All right, so just hit me up on Twitter if you want to take a little road trip to the Jersey Shore.
That's what it is. All I'm saying is, are they filming for Jersey Shore too? I mean, can I get a cameo? What's good?
Can I get something on camera? Like,
real.
Can I do something on camera like this?
For real, real talk. And I just want y'all guys to check out Chocolate Missus. She's one of our spokesmodels for Lush Radio Online. She's definitely hot. You got to look at the new avatar picture. She is a chocolate delight, baby. You already know what to check out. Oh, and Genius, what are you doing Memorial Day weekend, Genius?
Unfortunately, I'll be leaving the country to go to a funeral. But afterward, I will say June 20th, we're doing the charity for the city in Adams Morgan. We're going to be having a whole bunch of artists. We still actually have 2 slides left for 40-minute slides for artists. It's, everybody's welcome. It's going to be Hispanics, African-Americans, Africans, you know, everybody. You know, it's for everybody. It's for the kids. It's going to be a carnival, you know, lots of other things. But you can get at me, Genius, you know, on Twitter. You know, hit me up. I'll talk back. You know, I can give everybody the details. If anybody has artists that's looking to try to perform or trying to be a part of the event or whatever, just hit me up and let me know.
Dang, Genius, you know what I hate about you, Genius? Like, everybody be in a happy mood and you just throw it on, I'm going to a funeral. Damn, dog. Damn.
Well, I mean, it's a part of life. Less, I didn't find out about it until the day, but, you know, it's a part of life. Death is a part of life, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry about
that. We have to deal with,
I'm sorry about that, man, but definitely, we want to definitely check you out for the for the whole thing. Put your Twitter out there for the people and stuff so they can check you out if they want to be a part of that charity event.
It's twitter.com/genius, G-N-E-O-U-S. You know, just hit me up. You know, like I said, just keep it business. You know, don't be trying to hook up with me or anything like that. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? You know, some people get out of line with some stuff. Just keep it business. You know, I'm a good,
I had a real person. I had a real, I don't know if y'all want to hear it. I had a real, I was talking about mortuary and funerals and stuff. I was like, dang, what if I just jumped in a coffin with a dead person? That would be weird, right? Right. Anyway, that was a weird, that was a sidebar. That was crazy. But Ebony,
wow.
What are you doing Memorial Weekend?
Oh,
well, my church is having an event, so they're inviting everyone out to a picnic in the park. So we're gonna be doing that, and then I'm gonna go out of town to go visit my mother and spend Memorial Day weekend with her.
Oh, so sweet. I feel so emotional right now. Tears just came out of my eyes. Tears just came out. Just coming faster. But yeah, that's sweet, man. that's definitely sweet, man. Definitely, definitely, you know, I appreciate the mother and daughter, you know, closeness. That's great right there. So, Fresh, what are you doing Memorial Weekend, you and your homeboy?
Oh, he's trying to catch it. Hello?
Yeah, what are you guys doing Memorial Weekend?
Oh, shit. I thought I was knocked out the room because I called this shit back. Oh, my fault, y'all. On Memorial Weekend, I'm going out to PA, probably. If not, I'm going to be with Lazy K, cooking out and shit. You already know.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Well, I'm going to tell you guys what I'm doing. This Memorial Weekend, Saturday, it's going down. I'm going to a cabaret. One of my aunts is throwing a cabaret, so I'm going to check that out. Also, Wild Styles Reunion is going down in Baltimore with Busy B, the legendary Busy B who battled Kool Moe Dee, is going down in Baltimore Saturday and Sunday. Sunday, I'm going to church, and Monday, Lethal Lips will be coming down to Maryland, and we'll be going out to Phillips, and I'll be hanging out with her, and I might even get on Ustream and stuff, you know.
Lush, you started a diet.
Yeah, and also Lush started a diet. I started my Lush diet. I've been on water, topping down my portions, doing vitamin C and multivitamins, and walking every day 30 minutes, cutting down on my food intake. So it's rough, but I'm doing it, and I just changed up my nail game. If y'all seen it on Twitter, you know, it's definitely stuff over there, you know. Always got to keep the nail grain crazy. And I also decided that I might be actually going back to college to take some more credit.
Yay.
Funny.
That's what's up. Congrats. Congrats.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes.
So that's what it is. So that's my new for you guys, my boo-boos.
Hey.
For real.
We all happy for you, girl. We see you doing it.
I'm trying.
We'll be calling you Dr. Lux soon.
Doing High 97, Lux. Fuck Angie Martinez.
You want to see that, man? That's my role model. Don't say that.
We like Angie Martinez.
Yeah, that's the cool people. The cool people.
Wendy Williams did. Fuck that. We going.
Oh yeah, man. I don't know. Is she a tranny? I don't know, man. But I can't say that because I had Charlamagne on my show though.
Okay, but you gave Charlamagne a shot though, so you got to respect her for that one.
Yeah, we got to respect the trannies out there, you know what I'm saying? For real. Don't believe
that a child. Put Eddie Murphy on the map.
Kind of look rough, look kind of brawling, but you know, that's my opinion. How you doing? But anyway, shout out to Wendy.
She started out off the club.
So I don't, so you know what I'm saying? I can't, you know, she got a big-ass rock on her finger, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just saying. You know, but shout out to Wendy Williams, you know, looking like a tranny over there. You know, they real? Are they real? Has anybody, you know, asked her? Are they real titties?
No, they're not. She got them done.
Oh, all right. Well, she need to reduce them joints. They like over her head. But anyway, that's a whole
other. Watch. She's wild.
That's your weed. Yeah. But anyway, you know, that's a whole other story. But you know, like I said, man, we trying to do big things over here. Lush Radio Online is also a sponsor for a media sponsor for Coast to Coast Mixtapes. They're doing their annual convention in Miami, Florida. It's going down. They're going to have everybody and their mother down there. It's August 27th to the 29th. So we're going in on blasting and promoting that joint. It's definitely going down. And, you know, as a media sponsor, if you want to be a Lush Radio representative and go down to Miami and represent us down there, I got 2 VIP tickets. So let me know. If you're interested, all I need you to do is have a camera, have video, and go down there and go and represent Lush Radio Online. Let me know what's cracking.
We need to see a bio. We need to see a bio. Just not invited with a camera. We need to see what you do. Have a camera. Let's make that. Let's be specific. You know, anybody
sure
gonna come and call you with a camera.
Own video camera.
I got a disposable.
Like you see now, we got some big boys on.
I got a wind up disposable.
Wow. I'm done. Get off my phone. Hold up. He said, who does that? The only person that does that is my mother. My mother does the wind up disposable camera, yo. Hold up. That's crazy.
Nah, I'm joking.
The waterproof wind up. I got the waterproof wind up. I'm going to step up. I got the wind up waterproof joint.
Yeah, but anyway, like I said, Lush Radio Online, you know, we're giving it to the people. We give you real interviews, real, you know, shows. You know, Mondays we got our boy TDI, New Talk City. He representing the New York area, the Bronx. And he's out there, you know, talking about different things. He has different variety of things he talks about on Mondays, and that's 8 o'clock. Tuesdays, Lush does her interviews. Wednesdays is me and Ebony live on there talking about business, you know, how to better yourself in business. And we got the live interviews with business owners and stuff like that. Thursdays,
okay.
The Movement, 8 o'clock each and every Thursday, same time, same place. Fridays is Hot or Not, giving you the hot music and giving you hot interviews, man. We just wilding out and Follow Fridays and Freestyle Fridays. So if you're MC and you just want to get your freestyle on and you want to get us some new follows or you want to tell people to follow you, call in on Friday, 347-826-7722. Lush Radio Online, man. We are the people's voice. You heard me? Make sure you log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Make sure you follow by everybody on Twitter. Real quick, because we got to close out the show, guys. Throw your Twitter out there and nothing more. Fresh, throw your Twitter out there real quick.
At Fresh South QNS. At DJ Lazy K. At Murder Baby. M-U-R-D-A-H Baby, you heard?
That's what it is. Ebony, throw your Twitter out there.
My Twitter is Ebonisha. It's E-B-O-N-I-E-S-H-I-A.
Genius, throw your Twitter out there.
It's twitter.com/genius, G-N-E-O-U-S.
Chocolate Missus, throw your Twitter out there.
That's Chocolate Missus. C-H-O-C-L-I-T_Missus, M-I-S-S-E-S.
That's what it is. At Future Guru 100. At Lush Radio Online.
Yeah,
at K-Star Beauty. At Colombian Princess. At Emma E2K. At Lynx Garcia. You know, shout out to all my ladies, the Street Queens, the Movement. You guys are beautiful queens. Make sure you stand with your head tall and don't let anybody say you can't do nothing out here. And we kicking doors down with our heels, baby, because this is Street Queens, the Movement. We are the future. You heard me? And we out of here. Lush Radio Online, man. This song is dedicated to you guys, man. Keep winning no matter what. You know, this is Archie Eversole. You know what I'm saying? Keep winning. Shout out to Music Jones right there, man. Keep winning no matter what. Some of them don't care about you, but you care about yourself and that higher power cares about you. I love you. If nobody else told you they love you, I love you. Lush Radio Online, man. Positive people doing positive things. And I love all of you guys. Mwah. Later.
They don't give a damn about you.
Peace.
Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on top, look at me now.
Hey,
love a dead bleeding in the street by somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'm a big